Tonight, Pretty Late's Chief Geek Officer Elliot Serrano rides sidecar. We'll learn more about a great organization as Protected Tomorrow stops by the Showcase Studio. Then later, we get one final preview of Boot Camp from Sergeant Paraka. And of course, we'll play What's in the Box, get a weekend update from Rob Martier, and bartender Vlad serves the drinks. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
That is a show. I think we should take a break and get to it. It's 11:10, and it seems like we've already started the show. We have Elliot Serrano riding sidecar. Hey, Elliot, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm trying to recover a little bit from our earlier excursion.
We went to 437 Rush, which is a restaurant that is closing tomorrow. If you've ever been to 437 Rush, it's a Phil Stefani restaurant that is closing quietly. I believe they have other restaurants that they are going to focus on, and we're going to miss our friends there, including Andrea, our wonderful waitress tonight,
who served probably the best New York strip steak I've ever had.
Our bartender. He's our George, by the way.
Yeah.
And not just George the bartender.
Who remembered what I had to drink there the one other time I've been there. So I was like, wow.
Remarkable. Trevor, who was hung out and chill with us. He was a little manic. I don't know what that's like.
Well, there was a lot going on. He was looking after a lot of things that were going on. And of course,
I think also a little bit of sorrow that it's closing.
A bit sorrow, although he had to deal with you rubbing his bald head. I mean, you were just like pretty much rubbing.
It was not. He did not have a bald head. He had a little bit of a buzz cut. And I like a buzz cut, which is why hanging out with the Marines seems like a perfect experience for me next week.
He just had to endure.
Yes, he seemed completely bothered by it. Rob Martier, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
I'm very well, thank you. Did you see a picture, Elliot, Craig? Did you see the picture of Esmeralda with her feet up, starting her pedicure that we are both embarking on? The baby foot extreme Japanese pedicure?
I can't subject my four kids to that.
Yeah. They'll never be the same if they see those kind of things, Rob.
Well, Hannah Stanley has chimed in and said it did not work out for her. So who knows? Maybe her feet were already baby soft and there was no layer of dead skin to exfoliate. Perhaps Esmeralda and I will have a different result. And we shall let you know about that later.
Take care of those lumberjack feet.
And there's an image for everyone. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. If you are a regular listener of this show, you know that I have two beautiful little boys. Griffin, who is 12 years old. He has won his spelling bee at his school. He is in one of these programs where you go, really? How can you be so much smarter than I am? And my younger son, Declan, who is 10 years old and is differently abled. He loves water. He loves music. He loves to cuddle. And he's missing a little tiny part of his brain called the corpus callosum. And he's made my world a much bigger place, but it means that I have a lot of concerns that maybe a lot of parents aren't aware of. But for those of you who are in a situation like me, where you don't know what's going to happen with your child, whether they're young or, you know, getting into their teen years or they're adults, we need to start planning for tomorrow. And joining me in studio, we have Marianne Ellert and Steve Cronin from Protected Tomorrows. And we're really happy to have you in studio. I know people have heard some of my ads that I've been reading, the promos. Tell us a little bit about Protected Tomorrows, Marianne.
Sure, Patty. Well, Protected Tomorrows started because I have a sister with special needs. And so when I started out, I asked my parents how I could help as I became an adult. And my parents didn't really want to talk about it, and I didn't understand that. Mm-hmm. But as time went on, I realized that my parents had to do so much planning for my sister if something were to happen to them. So what we do now is we help families one at a time and in groups, however families need help, with thinking about where is their person with a disability going to live, to learn, to work, and to play in the future.
Right.
And it's all about where's the money going to come from and where are the resources and schools. And it's just so many things that families need. And sometimes I've been doing this for so long, I forget that families, you know, don't have this information. And so it's really fun to watch the ahas.
Right.
And
well, and a little bit of relief, not just aha of like, right. Oh, right, that makes sense.
Right.
But knowing when I met with Steve Boise and I went out to PACT in DuPage, I was surprised to find out that there would be someone who would be assigned to Declan's case, let's say, for the rest of his life or you know, make sure that there was mm-hmm. a continuation of care. And let's say Griffin decides he wants to move. Well, they would find out ways to make sure that Griffin could be nearby. What are the opportunities and access to services let's say Griffin wants to move to California. So how would that work for him, right? That's kind of, is it part of the planning
right,
you do?
Right. And it's really about thinking about it because it doesn't happen overnight.
No.
And so it's thinking about from the beginning, mm-hmm. you know, what do you want? And I always tell people, think about what's the best thing that can happen for your child's future?
Mm-hmm.
And then think about what your biggest fears are. And if we start there, then we can start thinking about what does the child love to do?
Right.
And how do we make their life as full as possible, but as safe as possible? And that's the future.
And for our listeners, if you know someone and you have any questions and there's something that maybe we're not covering, we invite you to join the conversation, as you know, as always. 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. You can call or text us and we will take any of your questions that you have for Marianne and for Steve Cronin. Hey, Steve, you had a very compelling story as well as Marianne did when I first met both of you right here at WGN. Tell us a little bit about your childhood.
I was born with a birth defect, very, very rare. I'm actually the oldest living survivor and have had 16 major surgeries so far. And so I know what it's like to have to grow up with a disability and have to relate to people that don't understand what you're going through when you have a disability.
Right.
And it makes it very, very difficult at times, and you have to kind of learn how to deal with that.
Well, one of the things that you told me about that I was caught off guard by was that you felt guilty for what your parents had to go to. And I know there's no way for me to tell you that any parent who cares deeply about their children, and we've also touched on this briefly on my show many times, about parents who for whom it becomes a burden that is significant and sometimes hard to deal with. But for most of us, what we put in, what we decide, the choices that we make, we believe that we are doing the best thing. So any guilt that any child has, I can't even imagine. We all kind of come through this life doing the best that we can. We're all making it up as we go, Steve.
Well, it depends upon the parent. And that's why I think after, listening to you and your show, your kids are blessed to have somebody like you as a parent. I had one parent that was that way. My mother, for the first 4 years, would not leave my side in the hospital. I spent 4 straight years in the hospital. And of course, I was so young that I don't even realize it. It's hard to remember your first 4 years, especially in that period.
Even if they're good years, you don't remember your first 4 years, Steve. I'm just saying.
Some people I know do. I had a father that was an alcoholic. And I think part of that, unfortunately, Patty, was caused by the incredible pressure financially that I put on them.
And emotionally, I think that, we've talked about how divorce rates are over 80% for parents who have a child with a disability. And a part of that comes with your life not turning out the way you wanted it to. And of course, it happens for so many people. But you have this dream of having a family and what your kids are going to be like and the things they're going to achieve. And when someone tells you that's never going to happen, because that really is what specialists sometimes, not knowing that that's what they're doing, they've closed off a world to you, not really knowing that your world can be a bigger place, sort of becomes unbearable to some. And we've talked about on this show parents who have taken the lives of their own children. And as much as that sounds scary and horrible and evil to some people, I actually understand it.
Yes,
because
no one
knows what it's like to be without hope in this situation.
And you started out with these dreams.
Yes.
And they just get rearranged overnight.
Yeah.
And so how do you start to think about the future?
And having a plan in place. And I call it being weaponized. And I know that sounds, but sometimes you have to feel powerful being weaponized with information, with access to the kinds of resources that you have. Just knowledge really is a way to feel like, okay, I have a plan. This is what I'm going to do.
Well, what seemed weird for me, Patty, was that in my era of being, even young as a teenager, where you become more conscious, I knew of no place to go for that information.
Right.
And what was really surprising is that none of the doctors, even the doctors that I saw at Mayo Clinic, no one directed me or had any clue until I met Marianne.
Right.
I had no idea what to do. And I was just getting buried in medical costs and losing everything.
But the funny thing is the parents, there was a survey done by MetLife on special needs years and years ago. And they asked all these parents where they got most of their advice, and most of them said their doctor.
Right.
And the financial advice and all the planning advice. But in reality, the doctors aren't giving valid advice and information to the families.
Because it's not part of their expertise,
right?
I think. And that's one of the things I'm trying to start with, talking to doctors, equipping them with the, you know, just even the confidence to go, I can help a family understand what the next steps are. And they may not, look, they can't guide you every step of the way. There are specialists. There's going to be physical therapists and occupational therapists. There's a whole team of people that start to come in and out of your life. And that's one of the hard things, I think, for a family with a child with a disability is the inconsistency sometimes, because that starts from the very beginning.
That's our goal. Our goal is to get to the doctors and to give them information that we can just come in and step in and be the leader of the team. Because it takes a team. It's going to be social workers and financial people and doctors and therapists and all of those people. But how do you know which person to go to? I was talking to a health insurance company the other day. They said, what do you think the biggest thing that's happening with families these days? What's their biggest, what's the biggest cost?
Right.
And I said, the biggest cost is trying to find the right doctor.
Right.
Because if I'm in a group and I ask the families, what is... how many of you have seen a doctor you wish you never saw again? And the hands all go up because they've seen so many.
Oh, my God. Our first neurologist. I'm not going to call names. Dr. Larson from the Northwestern University. She was very drastic and that we had a very sick baby, that she didn't see any good outcome. I mean, like, literally those were the words that she used.
But, Patty, you've got...
not a good outcome.
But, Patty, you've got a really new problem that's occurring. And that is the way the hospital systems are now steered. For example, and this just happened to me, and it was shocking, because especially when you're a bit older, as I have been, and gone through the health system, you typically had a primary care doctor or an internist that took care of you. And if anything disastrous happened or you ended up in the hospital, they were there, or some of your care people were there. Well, I ended up having a problem where with my back, and then my leg got infected, and I had to be rushed again to the hospital. And the first problem that I run into is when you get to the hospital, many of your primary care doctors can't go into the hospital and take care
of
you anymore.
They don't have visitation rights.
And now you have this hospitalist who knows nothing about you.
In your history, which can be tragic. The outcome can be...
I was in the hospital unnecessarily for probably an extra week or more because he had no clue. The doctor, my primary doctor from the Mayo Clinic, called the emergency room, gave them instructions. The one hospitalist that first took care of me apparently looked at it, issued some instructions. Then all of a sudden, the next day, he's not the hospitalist. Now there's another hospitalist that takes over.
There's no consistency of care.
He didn't read the instructions carefully, and he gave me a pediatric dose of the penicillin. So for 3 days, I was in excruciating pain without the infection getting better because there was nobody that knew about me. And it's getting sad.
That's why it's so important to have total documentation of every bit of history that's occurred with your child.
I have a file cabinet. I just keep sticking things in there. I don't know.
We created a whole online system now where you just load it in there and print out the page.
I need to hire someone to type it all in. I know.
It's just,
but they got to read it.
I know. And I think that I don't think that our hearing test, well, it's a whole different thing I'll talk to you about sometime. But 312-981-7200, I know a couple people are calling and they might have questions. What can people do? How do they find out more about getting the information they need for lifelong care for their children?
I think it's a journey, and it's starting with talking to other families, getting on the internet. There's so much information. We were talking on the way here tonight about how much information is out there and how do you know it's real.
Right.
And so it's really trying to find someone who can tell you. I mean, we're working with a family right now in near the Portland area, and they're living in a little town, and they're going to move. And they're going to move because the services aren't available, even though they have a big practice there.
Right.
And so they're asked us to say, help us find a town that has the occupational therapists and the physical therapists and all the things they need, because they're going to move specifically to a whole
different area. For better services.
Move the husband's business so that they can get better services.
And I wish I could tell them, having gone through what I've gone through, because I've had the best. I had an ABA therapist. Do you know about this young woman in Canada? There was a video called Carly Speaks, where she spontaneously started speaking when she was about 12 years old. She had never spoken before. Very similar in mannerisms and prognosis as Declan. One of her ABA therapists moved to Chicagoland area, and we had the privilege of working with her. And she was the one that taught taught Declan how to point. And eventually it was when Declan started to give mommy kisses, when he started to kiss me. It turned out that she lost her green card. She was not able to stay in Chicago. And like losing her, I mean, what do you do? I mean, I can't chase where her practice is or wherever the next great practice is, because you don't know. At any given moment, you're going to have someone that comes in and out of your life. And it's very fluid. So you have to figure out what works best for you.
Well, the thing we should do is really encourage people to contact Protected Tomorrows and Mary Ann.
Yes. And what's
because what she's done for me is just been, I mean, it's literally saved my life and saved my home.
And so many families, I'll bet, too. How do they get a hold of you?
So they can get hold of us by calling 1-866-544-NEED, N-E-E-D, or at protectedtomorrows.com.
ProtectedTomorrows.com, and you'll hear that ad. You'll hear me read that quite often throughout the day, actually. So if there's something, someone that you know, and maybe you're like, oh, it doesn't really match what I need, this could be for you. Just call, find out, go to the website. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us, and I hope the traffic's not too bad tonight.
It was good.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Patty.
Of course, Marianne.
Thanks for having us.
And Steve. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I am joined by our sidecar tonight, Chief Geek Officer Elliot Serrano. It's hard to call you an officer when we actually have a sergeant in the room with us from the U.S. Marine Corps. We have Sergeant Paraka joining us in studio. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
I'm so sorry. I got your name earlier, and now I know Diego's name. I had yours before, and I apologize.
Genesis.
That's because it's such a beautiful and unique name.
Thank you.
It really is beautiful.
Thank you.
I use it as a I use it in sentences like what was the genesis of something? Now I have to ask you, what was the genesis of your name? And that's awkward.
I was the firstborn.
And your parents are like, they're very biblical when it comes to numerical order.
Well, yeah.
Now you're one of the educators joining us next week are we calling? I know you're calling in at the educators program.
Educators workshop.
Workshop, not program. Does that sound too severe?
It is a program, but yes. The thing that we're doing is a workshop.
So the educator workshop, and I got three phone calls today, Elliot. One was from the station to remind me to be ready to go. Was I sure that I was going to be able to arrive on time, 5:45 a.m. to the Marine recruiting station over there by the airport? And then I got two more phone calls, and it was from Washington, which I just dismissed because I don't know anybody from Washington. Only it turns out I actually do know someone from Washington, and that is Sergeant Paraka. You sent me the rundown. Genesis, what were your thoughts when you saw the schedule?
I thought, wow, that's a lot of information to have and a lot of details for my entire day.
It's broken down, pretty significantly. I mean, I was surprised it wasn't like also brush your teeth at 17,3700 hours. Now, do you know military time? Can you see a military time and know what that means?
It took me a little bit to get used to that. And we got a trick, actually, from Sergeant Paraka. As we were looking at it.
Uh-huh.
So you look at the numbers. So the number's over 12, and you subtract 2. So if it's 1,400, you subtract 2. That's 2 o'clock.
Right. Okay. So Sergeant Paraka, at what point does it become just secondary? Like you don't even notice you have to do the math anymore. You just know what time that is. Or are you always doing math every single day at 1,400 hours?
No, not at all. That actually goes away as soon as you meet your drill instructors.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Elliot, you have a brother who served in the Marines.
He was in the Marines. He's reserve now.
Does he still do military time? No.
Yeah, I get to hear it all the time.
By the way, just so you know, I've put it on my phone. My phone is on military time right now. I don't know what it
you're
means.
Good.
I just figure that way I can practice.
Oh.
Yours has to be on military time, sir. It's absolutely expected. Okay, so we are expected to arrive at 5:45 a.m. at the Marine Recruiting Center.
Right.
And how are you traveling there?
Sergeant Leal is going to be picking myself and my department chair up from our homes and driving us down.
Okay.
So that's going to be around 0400, is what I'm being told.
Why? Where do you live?
I live in Antioch, Illinois.
Yeah, you're going to need to have a little bit of a head time. Yeah.
She came all the way downtown just for your show.
Thank you so much, Genesis. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And but you were not picked up by military personnel.
No, I was chauffeured by my lovely husband. Thank you.
Are you, was it sort of an interesting moment when Sergeant Paraka told us at the orientation meeting that military personnel would be retrieving us from your home?
Yes. Well, in a government vehicle.
I almost wonder if I should arrange for that. Is it too late for me to arrange for a government vehicle? I kind of need video of that. I need to have like a GoPro on me.
Well, I do have the coolest government vehicle.
Do you really? Will you come get me?
I have the Red Marines truck.
Oh, you know what? Can you come get me?
I can.
All right. Let's. What, Craig? Is it inappropriate for me to tell a sergeant?
No, it's fine. This is totally fine. Yeah, this all makes sense.
Come get me. I'm so close to Rosemont. It's not a problem. Very close. It's like a 10-minute ride.
What time is he going to come get you? 0500, 0600?
I'm thinking 0530.
And then what time do you have to wake up? 0315? Something like that?
Are we not doing military time correctly, sergeant?
No, that's perfectly.
Okay.
Yep, that's perfect.
Can you grab me at like 0515?
0515.
We're saying it wrong. I feel like
Admit to speeding and pick her up as late as absolutely possible? 0:54:37 something?
Not quite, because I'm the one that runs the workshop, so I have to be there earlier than everybody else. So if I'm picking you up, you're coming there at like 4:30.
I was going to say, this is the last time you're going to get to ask for anything.
Go to WGNradio.com if you want to see the fastest head spin that I've ever done on the show. Okay, so let's say 0430. I can do this. I'm fine. You know what I'm doing on Sunday? I think I'm going to King Spa. I'm just going to spend the day at King Spa and just soak until the start. I'm going to have you pick me up at King Spa. That's what we should do. Oh, my God.
That
would be great video.
Let's do that. Let's have you pampered at King Spa, and then a Marine's going to pick you up.
Genesis, are you familiar with a place called King Spa?
No.
It's a Korean day spa that is open 24 hours a day. And you're only allowed to stay for a maximum of 3 days. You have to keep paying every 24 hours. I'm not even kidding. So they have, like, these Roman baths, and it's separated by gender, and then you have a common area. I think we need to take the sergeant there as well. After his first movie review, I think that his payoff is that we take him to King Spa. But I wonder if I should have the sergeant pick me up at King Spa. I just come walking out like in my robe and my slippers.
What I think is interesting is he has not agreed to go to King Spa yet. That has not been an agreed upon thing.
He's absorbing the information.
Yeah, I think per the order, I can only pick you up by your home of record.
He's gotten so official. I have to go back over the paperwork and see what I did not write down King Spa in Niles as my home of record. That's entirely possible.
Well, maybe you need to just go to King Spa, and then he's going to have to arrange for an extraction.
Oh.
And then, send in, a team.
So my secondary thought, rather than spending the day at King Spa on Sunday, is that finding a spa in San Diego for us where we have – because we have 3 hours on our first day there.
Yes.
So I think to prep – I think that Genesis and I are going to find a spa somewhere nearby.
I like it.
Yes. And you're welcome to join it, Sergeant. What are you doing during our 14 to 1700 hour free time that we were being given on Monday?
Managing our dinner that we're going to be having. We're going to have a welcome dinner, so mm-hmm. I'm going to prepare for that and make sure that nothing goes wrong.
Make sure that nothing goes wrong? I think you're supposed to say make sure everything goes well. I like how the Marines think.
That's a better way to look at it.
Let's make sure nothing goes wrong. How about we make sure things go well? It's all about the framing, isn't it? Context, Elliot.
Do you know the state of the world right now?
And also, I'm on this trip, so let's not be...
Well, know that cup half full attitude comes from going to places like King Spa. If you go and get pampered, you usually come out with that really positive outlook. So,
yes, Sergeant.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
How can we make sure things go well? I'm very excited. I'm trying to find the schedule right now. Which email did you send this to me in? I'm trying to find it because it was a very detailed schedule broken down. Okay, so 0545, we arrive at the recruiting center. We have a little bit of an orientation, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know the schedule by heart?
No.
Oh, darn.
Even though I built it, but no.
You built it?
I did.
If you build a schedule, we might show up.
Hopefully on time.
It was the Gmail account that I sent it to.
Yeah, I've got like a bunch of them. He keeps asking me. He's like, "Did you get the email?" I'm like, "It's in here somewhere. I've got so many things."
I even resent it for you.
I know you did. I saw that. That's how I know the schedule. That's how I found out. I'm like, "Oh, he's right. It was 0545, 100 hours." All right, so 0430, you're picking me up in a red government vehicle.
Yes.
When do you go to bed that you're up and driving around at 04:300? 04:30?
Who needs sleep?
You and I, same page. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We have received intel or correction that O is not a number. O, I repeat, is not a number. It is a letter. And I remember being told that by, let's call her Mrs. Jordan, because that was her name, biatch. my seventh grade teacher who liked to humiliate through teaching, which is now what I believe. And by the way, your boss, you didn't call him that. I'm saying sort of in a tangential way. So he's telling me that O is not a number. Zero is.
That's correct.
So at 0545, right?
Yes.
Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, you
are. Or just 545?
0545.
Okay.
If you want to do the military thing.
I'm doing the military thing.
Okay, there you go.
So, Genesis.
Yes.
At 0545 to 6 a.m. on Monday morning, we will arrive at the Marine recruiting station. Arrive at RS.
Yes.
So, you see, I'm confused because you said 0545 to 6 a.m.
I caught that, too.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to do it. You got to do it all the
I'm
way.
I'm not yet. At 0600.
Zero
to 0600.
Yes.
We will arrive at RS.
Yes.
Recruiting station. RS Chicago. Shy.
Chicago.
Yes. attire. What kind of attire should we be wearing, Genesis?
I'm going to be as comfortable as possible without wearing pajamas.
Oh, is it? And would pajamas be casual or too casual, Sergeant?
I think you can wear pajamas if you want.
I'm not.
You might be the only one.
Can you wear yoga pants?
I'm going to be wearing. I haven't decided yet. I have to go shopping for.
Oh,
this.
Lord.
No, I think, it's going to be in the 60s, I believe, on Sunday. So it should still be warmish on Monday morning.
You know, if we're just making Sergeant Paraka do stuff, can he go shopping with you? Can he go on your shopping spree with you to pick out your clothes?
I need him to go to King Spa.
Yep. And then, I'm just going to write down a schedule for him.
And shopping for yoga pants.
I mean, he's got a vehicle.
He has a red government vehicle. Why is your government vehicle red, sir?
It's the Marines vehicle. So it has all the helicopters and everything on the side.
You have a helicopter?
No, emblems.
Not quite.
Of...
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't it, though?
It's our marketing vehicle.
Okay, so... What do we do? So how do we perform when for accountability? What is entailed in accountability?
So that'll be me calling your name and you responding.
What's the preferred way of responding? Here or present? What do you prefer to hear in a group? Yo, is yo acceptable? Yo! Present.
If that's how you'd like to respond.
What's the military way of responding?
Oorah!
That works. That's actually pretty accurate.
But I don't think a civilian should say oorah.
Can if you want.
Yeah, but isn't it a little annoying?
We're trying to be immersive.
Isn't it a little hard on your ears? I mean, saw a Rob Martyr salute last night. Was that a little? It was a little. Well, how would you respond, Genesis? Genesis?
Here.
There you go. Here. Elliot Serrano.
All I know is that when he eventually wants to kick me out, I'm going to go, but I got no place to go.
That was the Navy. He hasn't seen the movie, my friend.
Hasn't it? Hold on. Did they get your Field of Dreams reference?
He did not get my Field of Dreams reference. No.
No?
He hasn't seen that one either.
Don't get
okay,
up much.
Let's write this down. Officer and a Gentleman, also on the list of movies that Sergeant Paraka
right.
has.
It was the Navy, though.
It was the Navy. See, the nice thing about A Few Good Men is it's both the Navy and the Marines. Okay, moving on to our schedule. I would say, by the way, Craig Collins?
Hello?
Wait, The Rock, was that? That was the Army.
Rob Martyr.
Yes, here.
Here,
yes.
He says yes, here.
I'm here. What can I do for you?
No, we're doing roll call.
I'm here. You know what? Guess who came up to the newsroom to say hi?
Who?
One Mr. David Hochberg.
David Hochberg is going to be joining us in the studio shortly, so we're very excited about that.
I was excited to see him.
We'll see how he responds to roll call for accountability.
I'm here.
We're all here for accountability.
I don't know why, but this really feels like a Private Benjamin remake. I mean, you're just going to walk in.
Private Benjamin, another movie.
I'm thinking more Stripes. I'm thinking more Stripes.
Stripes. Have
yeah.
you, hey, come
definitely
on.
No time to sleep now.
Have you seen Stripes?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Man.
Private Benjamin.
You're going to need more paper.
Hold on. Captain America, Winter Soldier. Have you seen that
no.
one? Okay, I can't even make a reference to
that. He's
got
to see Stripes, though. Got to see Stripes.
Do you put Stripes before or after A Few Good Men?
before.
Interesting. I'm going to go no on that. Okay, so I'm going to go through the schedule a little bit faster because for time. So we have a travel brief. We're going to load vehicles. This is our schedule. Mark Carman and I will be embarking on our educators workshop in San Diego. The U.S. Marine Corps is hosting us, in addition to educators like Genesis, yes, throughout the Chicagoland area. She's from Antioch. She's being picked up by a government vehicle on Monday. Muster. So we are going to go to O'Hare. We're going to check in our luggage. What's a muster?
It's a military term for gather.
Gather. We're going to, okay. I'm going to also
muster the forces. Also, get it. Remember that.
Roger Badish.
Yes.
Okay. He's present as well.
Present and reporting, sir.
Thank you very much.
Ma'am.
We're going to, Elliot, we have exactly, we have from 0820 to 0850 hour, 100 hours to, thank you very much, to socialize. Thank you very much. We appreciate that time that has been given to us.
It's a whole half hour, which is more than I need.
Yes, we're going to. Are you ready to socialize, Genesis?
I am ready.
What is your plan for socializing? Just out of curiosity.
I'm hoping to have a coffee in hand at that very moment.
You and I, mm-hmm, giant coffees in hand. Final accountability and boarding. So this is a secondary roll call.
Yes, to make sure we didn't lose anybody during the socialization.
Which is entirely... And who do you think is... They're going to be keeping an eye out for me, aren't they? They're so entirely expecting...
My money's on Carmen getting lost.
We go.
Look for the guy carrying the stuffed duck. So...
Forgot about that.
At 0930, 100 hours, our flight takes off. We will arrive in San Diego. During this entire time, Genesis, we are permitted to be in casual attire.
Okay.
So we're all good there.
Yoga pants.
Yeah. Yoga pants. We arrive. We're going to muster again. We load vehicles again in San Diego. Movement to hotel. I do like the language that's used. So I'm guessing this is transportation.
Yes.
This is the movement. Okay.
Yes.
We will check in. We will muster again. There's going to be a lot of mustering. There's going to be a...
Will it be honey or hot muster?
Muster.
Hot muster.
Gathering.
There's no D on the end.
Oh, yes. Man. Okay, the sergeant knew enough to humor me, okay?
I have very good information for you and me, Genesis.
See, now, the good thing about this whole thing is that you guys are really at the bottom. I mean, there's a lot to work with here.
Yes. Here's the thing. The Marines are responsible for our safety, our national protection, and now they got to deal with us goofballs. This is the best thing.
I've got money that Mark Carman will cry at some point.
If I have anything to do with it.
As long as he doesn't wear his
Why does she have her knee on my throat? For giggles. S&Gs, my friend. S&Gs. See, I like it that the sergeant went, yep, that happens a lot in the Marines. Okay, so we have, there's a social hour from 19 to 2100 hours on Monday evening, which is a time Craig and I will actually be doing show prep, just so everyone's aware. By the way, business, and what's Blue D?
So that's our Dress Blue Deltas.
Okay.
Seems like that was, that's a mistake.
Blue
actually.
Dress.
That's a mistake.
That's a mistake. We didn't say that out loud. The Marines don't make a mistake.
Dress Blue Charlie's is our long sleeve khaki shirt with our tie, our ribbons, and our blue trousers that have the red stripe.
And I don't know what to wear in that situation. Can I wear dresses during this entire experience? I'm just curious.
Yes, business casual.
Business casual.
So that's why it says business slash.
Business slash.
So business for civilians. Blue.
Okay. Because in the pack, it doesn't. In the pack where we should carry along with us, mm-hmm, it doesn't say any dresses. So like a wrap dress or maybe a skirt and blouse. There's a lot of slacks, a lot of reference to slacks. More after this. We'll figure it out as we go on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And it is now, it's another party. I feel like it's been a big party week, Elliot Serrano, my chief geek officer. Again, hard for me to call you an officer in the presence of Sergeant Paraca.
Please don't.
All right, then I won't. Hey, Sergeant.
Hey.
How's it going? And Genesis, how are you doing?
Good.
And David Hochberg joins us.
Thanks for having me.
We're very happy. You were like, they said you wanted me. I always would want you here.
Well, thank you.
And
it's good to be wanted.
And we're happy to have you as a sponsor for next week's events, too.
It's my pleasure.
You're very active with working with veterans and their financial situations with their mortgages, trying to kind of navigate those waters. So this is an important relationship, so we're happy to have you here.
Well, I'm glad I was able to participate. Thank you.
Of course. And let me get Kevin's call before we make make him wait too long. Hey, Kevin, what is PT gear?
Physical training.
Physical training. Is that correct, Sergeant Paraka?
It is. Physical training gear.
Oh, sweet.
Physical training gear. And now, because I was like, I was thinking physical therapy, but I thought that seems kind of... Kevin, are you going to be tuning in every night to hear our adventures at Marine Corps Boot Camp?
I will.
Excellent. Hold on the line, and we'll make sure that you get your we get your information for your $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, we are going to – what kind of – let's let David and Genesis and Elliot in on some of the physical training that we'll be doing during our adventures. One more time, 880, right, an 880-meter run?
Yep, so that's a part of our combat fitness test. It's 880 yards, which is 800 meters.
Yards. Okay, 800 meters.
Yep, 30-pound ammo can lift and a maneuver under fire.
How many pounds do you think that ammo can is? Genesis, do you have a guess?
I don't know.
Are you going to give it?
25?
Okay. What do you think, David?
Just said it.
What?
35. How big's the can?
Yeah, how big's the can?
How big's the can? Is it a soup can or is it a...
Exactly. It's a standard 850 round, 5.56.
Okay, well, of course. 75 pounds.
So, like, you see it at the range all the time.
That'd be heavy if it was 75 pounds. Vlad's here, too. I was going to ask him, because I'm pretty sure Vlad could lift that 30-pound ammo can 100 times. We had to lift this ammo can 100 times, Vlad.
I should have brought one.
Yeah, what were you... Well, you know what? When we come back... Plus, we'll have video. That's kind of one of the elements of this mm-hmm. entire week. Is so that's an ammo can, 30 pounds, 100 times over our head, and the run. Oh, and then maneuvers under fire, I think, is my favorite
that's
thing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Underneath the barbed wire?
Fantastic. Not quite.
No? Oh, come on.
Mud? Is it live rounds?
No live
no,
rounds.
No, damn. That would be even cooler.
I'm saying
you got a chance of dying. That would be even better.
Will there be? Will that would there be stuff? Will there be splody stuff?
No, this is just for a test. We will do some cool stuff, but
it's all cool, my friend.
The combat fitness test is simply to measure your ability.
Okay. Will you be yelling at them?
Oh, I'll yell.
Okay. That's when Mark Carmen will start to cry.
Okay, so we have we're going to load on Tuesday. Well, yes, he will. We're going to load the buses at 0710 hours. Zero. Sorry, sir. Sorry. 0710. 7:10. Load the buses. Movement to MCRD. What is MCRD?
Marine Corps Recruit Depot.
Okay, we're going to that afterwards.
Cool.
I'm guiding you along because you are kind of going along for this adventure as well. We'll be checking in with you to let you know.
I'm looking forward to it.
What we've accomplished. Well, we're meeting a lot of the recruits. Now, you were telling me yesterday or the other day that these are all the men that are west of the Mississippi that enlist in the Marines.
Correct.
And are there any female officers that are training, that are working at Pembleton, Camp Pembleton, or is it all men across the board?
No. So just the recruits are all male. Okay. We do have female Marines that work there as well.
Okay. So I'm going to borrow some of their gear. They're not going to like that.
It's all the same.
You're not allowed to borrow gear, are you? Can you lend gear to each other? That's kind of looked down upon, isn't it?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Like if I say, hey, officer, can I borrow your skirt? I'm guessing she'd have a problem with that.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
That is not allowed. So this is Camp Pendleton is the West Coast training base for all the men west of the Mississippi.
No, Camp Pendleton is amphibious base, so people operate out of Camp Pendleton.
That brings me to another question. Do we need to bring bathing suits for any of the water training? Because I know that there's a workshop they're going to be showing, like,
There's right. a swim demo, but it's...
Swim demo. We're not going to...
No, you're not getting in the water.
It seems like Hochberger's questions now, though.
Do you have questions?
No. Sunscreen. Is sunscreen supplied, or does Patty have to bring her own sunscreen?
If you burn, I'd bring it.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
I heard the Marines have a great water slide. Will there be access to the water slide?
Oh, we can make a water slide.
There you go. You kind of want to go now, David, don't
I really
a
do.
Just a little bit.
Is this going to be a yearly thing, or are you going to make it an annual trip?
This is entirely... Well, I think that once we've got the experience, I think that hopefully we can share this experience with others as Sergeant Paraka has other educators experiencing this. What's a mock pickup? Because I think you either pick somebody up or you don't pick them up, but how do you mock pickup?
So pickup is when the recruits meet their actual drill instructors for the first time. So they'll go into the squad bay, they'll get introduced to their series commander, they'll give a little speech, then they'll get introduced to their senior drill instructor who will give them the little speech that they get. And pretty much from there, they call it Black Friday, where they just get destroyed for all day until it's time to go to sleep. And it's pretty much a welcome to boot camp.
But our getting destroyed only lasts about a half an hour.
Yes.
Okay. I think we can.
By destroyed, I mean getting yelled at.
Yes.
And that's a whole half hour
yes.
of Mark Carmen crying.
We'll see, exactly. So we have there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of going from demo to different workshops as well.
That's correct.
All right. So I'm trying to figure out, we're trying to pick out all of the points in the day that Mark Carman will be weeping openly.
One thing he didn't tell you is that when you go from the bus, after you get in the airport and you land, you go from the bus and they take you into the base.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, it's not a bus. It's a backpack and it's 30 miles.
Oh,
double time.
That would be movement. Yes. That's not accurate, is it? Oh, look, we're not entirely sure.
It might be. So with all the crying that Mark will be doing, we actually have something that might cheer him up. During lunch, we're going to get serenaded by the Marine Corps band.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's nice. And he'll also need the chaplain brief. I believe it's going to be very important for him.
It'll be right there with the band, yeah.
There you go. Okay. Now, you were mentioning, as I introduced David Hochberg from Pearl Mortgage, that you have worked on a mortgage yourself as a Marine. What kind of organization did you work with? Because I know this is such a scary thing, isn't it, when people try to figure out, like, how
it's
do I...
It's overwhelming, yeah. You see, what we find is that a lot of men and women coming out of the military don't know that they have the benefits that they have to secure a VA loan with the entitlement that they've accrued while serving in the military, and they don't realize how valuable a VA loan with no money down, no PMI, and if unfortunately you've been injured and you've got a service-related disability, you don't have to pay the upfront funding fee, which is an unbelievable service that we as loan officers that the government and the VA provides veterans that are coming out. And it's a very valuable tool. These men and women could buy a home with no money down, and if they have a service-related disability, don't have to pay the upfront funding fee, and it'll save them tens of thousands of dollars over the life of the loan.
Right, because there's so many different things that men and women in the military are dealing with when they come out.
Oh, it's amazing.
Especially if they're coming home. I mean, I'm sure you've talked to a lot of people who are like just trying to figure out like how to get their life back in order. So having access to the information. And we've talked about this the whole show, whether it's talking to veterans, families who have different distress in their life. Having the information is really key. It's like being weaponized. Not like the things that you'll be doing, but
right.
Don't you think?
Well, it's a life tool because people want to own a home, mm-hmm. right? That's the American dreams, you know, for a lot of people. And it's like I said, these men and women get out of the military and they're so ingrained in doing so many different things in so many different ways, because in basic training, you're going to do it this way, you're going to pick it up this way, you're going to, you know, you're going to march this way, you're going to muster this way, you're going to do this, we're going to eat at this time, we're going to go to bed at this time, we're going to wake up at this time.
A lot of it happens at 0-100 hours.
At 0-100 hours, right.
It's not
zero 0-100 hours.
Yes.
And it's just retraining. And I'll tell you what, doing loans for veterans is the most rewarding loan that you could do, because they are, as a group, mm-hmm. the most organized individuals on the planet. And when you say, we need these 10 things, sir, yes, sir, we will get you those 10 things. Then in the morning, when they give you 9 of them, they apologize for not having the 10th one. And they tell you by a certain time period, by 1,200 hours, sir, you will have an email. And it's like, dude, I'm younger than you. I'm like, I'm older than you. You're younger than me. It's my honor to serve you. Stop calling me sir. You know, I'm going to help you get a loan. And it's very rewarding to help an active military and a veteran and a surviving spouse, mm-hmm. for the men and women that don't make it home. The surviving spouse gets the benefit transferred to them. And a lot of spouses don't realize that either. So we're just here to educate people.
And for everybody who wants to get more information, where do they go?
You go to WGNDavid.com. That's the easiest. That's the website. Try to make it simple. WGNDavid. You could give me a call, 312-751-1333.
That's WGNDavid.com. And yep. More with our guests when we come back. And by the way, now I feel so bad about all the sort of intel that poor Sergeant Paracas had to try to share with me and not hear from me from days. More after this on 720 WGN. It is the weekend, and we have so many wonderful guests in our Allstate Showcase studio. We have Elliot Serrano, Sergeant Paracas with the U.S. Marine Corps, who is escorting the Educators Workshop, making sure that we are where we're supposed to be, that we muster at the appropriate time and in the appropriate places. I do like that we get to go to the gift shop on Wednesday.
Yes.
Genesis. We have that scheduled as part of our the gift shop.
20 minutes.
20 minutes, yes. And also the live range and the gunner will be having Q&A with us on Thursday. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So we still are not firing weapons.
As of now, we're not.
Okay.
We might have something else for you, though.
That's all right. You know what? I've been meaning to apply for my FOID anyway. Genesis, you and I will go out to the firing range. All right,
we'll make it happen. Yeah.
I was just saying.
Are they going to get to drive around in like Humvees and tanks or anything like that?
I don't know. We'll see. Surprise.
Some surprises coming our
way. Cool.
It's a good thing he didn't see stripes, because if you did, you would not let them go near any of equipment, your vehicles or equipment or anything like that.
That's a fact, Jack.
Razzle dazzle.
He has no idea. He has no idea. Poor guy.
Yeah, but it's so cute.
How old are you?
23.
Gosh.
I know.
Remember that?
I don't.
Neither do I.
All right, then.
My goodness gracious. 23.
I had just started doing stand-up comedy when I was 23. And I had taken the ASVAB when I was 17 in high school to see where I would place in the military. But my mother begged me to not join. And then I thought about joining the reserves. So I thought, you know, because then you would take my first 6 months for training. And then you have it's 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. And by that time, it was like I was already in college. And so, yeah, I ended up not doing that. But I think it's a great opportunity for people who don't know what they want to do with their lives. And we talked about this on Tuesday, and I'm sure when you've talked to veterans who were, I mean, what has been your experience with people who chose military as their path in life?
A lot of people have different reasons. Some of them were in high school, didn't know what they wanted to do, like you just said, and they just needed some type of direction and some type of stability, and the military was the best thing for them. Some people wanted to travel. You know, I've done a ton of loans for men and women in the Navy, and they said, listen, I wanted to travel the world just like the commercial said, and they traveled the world. You know, they were on boats that went all around to different ports, and some people followed their parents into the military because their fathers or their mothers.
Tradition, right.
And then I have a whole section of doctors that went to the military to become a doctor for the education because it's so flippin' expensive to go to med school. And I've got a couple, we were just talking during the break, a couple of JAGs, not in the negative word.
For
law school. And they were, and they got their law degree through the military. The gentleman I'm talking about was in the Marines, and he bought a home in Burbank after he got discharged from California at one of the bases out there. Came here, and he's a lawyer downtown, living in Burbank. Bought a beautiful house, Burbank and Berwyn. He bought a beautiful house.
I know. I was
going to
say, I see palm trees.
No. He bought a beautiful house. Not too many palm trees in Berwyn right now. But he bought a beautiful house in Berwyn, a bungalow. For $115,000, no money down. He saved all the money he was going to put down to rewire the house from 1950 with the asbestos wiring, and he loves it. So there are so many different ways, and you see it all the time, you know, why people go into the military for different things. But a lot of the guys that I do, a lot of the men and women, went in because of the education, the GI Bill, and all the benefits out there for men and women in the military. It's an amazing thing.
And Genesis, you work with a lot of young people. So what are you hoping to sort of learn during this educators workshop with the U.S. Marine Corps?
Well, I definitely want to learn more information about what the recruits are doing while they're there. Mm-hmm. That's what I get a lot of questions about, because the students are like, yeah, I want to go into the Marines, and they really don't know what boot camp is all about. They hear, oh, yeah, you get to go to boot camp, and they're like, I really don't know what that means.
Right.
So I want to come back with the information as to, you know, what kind of experiences do they have while they're there, not just the, you know, stereotypical things you see on TV.
Or in the movies.
Or in the movies.
Right.
Some people see in the movies. Yes. Not all people
not
see
all
in the movies.
No.
And I know that some students have asked me, too, you know, what happens after boot camp?
Right.
I don't really know. You hear about going to boot camp, and then they don't know about the career paths that they have in the military, or what can they do? You know, I hear that they pay for college. What does that really mean? Do they give me a check, and I just kind of pick a school? So I'd like to get
more information about that. How would you answer that question? If they want to go to school, is that for the military education, is that sort of included? How does that work?
So there's quite a few education programs in the Marine Corps. But just to touch on it, we have tuition assistance, which will give you a certain amount of money throughout each year to attend classes while you're active duty. And then along with the GI Bill, which most people know, to pay for it after you actually get out.
Okay, so part of the GI Bill.
Yeah, so those are the two most popular ones. There are other programs out there, but I'm not too familiar with it.
Can I ask a quick question? Well, what is the toughest part? Where do people start breaking in boot camp? You know, there's got to be some type of track record. Where is it? Week six? Is it week eight? You know, where does, you know, when do you have to like take your foot off the gas a little bit and be big brother and big father and stuff like that, and help them, push them along before you break it over their heads again?
Well, to answer that question, it's different for every person.
Right.
So for me personally, getting there, and it was the little things that kind of got me broken down, if you will. Not being able to go to use the restroom when you want, not being able to go to sleep when you want, eat when you want. I mean, it doesn't seem like much, but not eating when you want, that puts a toll on your body, because when you're craving those carbohydrates, those sugars, the sodium, and you can't have it, and you only have it when they tell you, it makes everything a lot harder. You can lose focus, you get tired quicker, and it makes physical activities more difficult. So for me, that was right out of the box. Yep.
What were the things that you were surprised? What surprised you the most about your character? I mean, like, what you were able to sort of, what, you know, what moment did you rise to the challenge that you were like, oh, I can do this?
When I pulled the trigger behind the gun the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I had never fired any weapons my whole life. Mm-hmm. We got some great instruction on the range. They call it Grass Week. So we spent a whole week just getting familiar with the weapon system. And then when we actually went to the range, I put in the first round and fired. It was a lot of fun. It was life-changing for me.
It felt like you were in the right place.
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool. See, so many different things that we're going to learn and watch from the recruits when we go to Camp Pendleton. And it's Camp Pendleton one thing, and what's the Marine?
Marine Corps Recruit Depot San Diego.
Okay, so those are two different locations.
Yeah, so Camp Pendleton's about 40 miles north, and we'll actually get a chance to go visit.
Okay, and is there any singing on the bus?
Only if you lead it.
No, it's not going to. The only ones I remember, did you do Girl Scout camp or any away camps?
No.
100 bottles of beer on the wall?
That might be one. The other day, I saw a bear.
I saw a bear.
A great big bear.
A great big bear.
Oh.
All over there. I saw a great big bear right over there.
No, nobody in the studio knows what we're talking about. Apparently, you know the only ones at the camp.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
That's David Hochberg from Pearl Mortgage. And we thank you so much for being a part of this as well.
Thank you for
having me. We'll be checking in with you. And if you sure you don't want a cocktail,
I got to drive home to Northbrook. I got.
Well, thank you for staying up late. And because there was a little bit of confusion. I had offered to pre-record with you, is what I told them.
That's what they said.
Like,
Patty wants you to come in tonight. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
no problem.
So, but next week you'll have to go live again. But
done.
But you can stay home and be on the phone because I'll be great. In San Diego.
Deal.
So thank. But I think this is actually great. I'm glad that you were here live with us to meet the sergeant, to meet Genesis. You know, Elliot. You know, a little bit less, and Vlad, our bartender.
Oh, Vlad is one of the highlights. That's definitely. And please make Mark Carman cry like a 3-year-old boy.
Yes.
Okay. I love him, but just make him cry.
I know when it's going to happen. Mark Carman's going to raise his hand. He's going to say, "Can I go to the bathroom?"
Yes, and right there.
Wait. And that's when he's going to start crying.
There you go. So I'm going to see if the sergeant wants to hang around for what's in the box. Do we have a break before the news, or are we okay? We have to take a quick break here. Again, Pearl Mortgage, go to WGNDavid.com. And the phone number?
312-751-1333. We love helping veterans, and we do a ton of VA loans. And it's one of the most rewarding loans that we do, helping veterans secure a VA loan with the VA entitlement that they earned fighting for our country.
Well, thank you so much for that. And we'll be back after this on 720 WGN. Don't go anywhere. I need a selfie with you. One second.
Okay.
More after this.
Little boxes all the same.
There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one.
And they're all made out of ticky-tacky. And they all look just the same.
And the people in the houses all went to the university.
Well, they were put in boxes, and they came out all the same.
And there's doctors and lawyers and business executives.
And they're all made out of ticky-tacky.
And they all look just the same.
This is Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. I'm Craig Collins. Patty is handing out the reads right now for What's in the Box, our game. Elliot Serrano, you've gotten yours.
Yeah, I've got mine. What's happening? Here's where the
wrinkle. We are on the air, Patty. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
This is the wrinkle that's going on because we have a Marine in the room right now.
Right.
And we kind of have to be somewhat, I don't know, conscious?
Right.
I'm 312-981-7200. Yes, Craig?
I'm not sure that many of the people knew we were on the air until right now. That was nice. That was cool.
That's the first time I didn't know I was on the air.
You were?
Yes. We have Tom, who's on hold right now. We need another contestant for What's in the Box. And we have a pretty late first. We've had our wonderful bartender, Vlad, play What's in the Box before. He has read reviews for you. Rob Martier, Elliot Serrano, both pros. Roger Badish is such a wonderful participant in this. He actually does his own reviews and has made me look for the items that he has...
Did you find that one
I
from
did.
Last week?
I did, and I'm afraid to drive a car ever again, as a matter of fact. So we have hopefully another contestant on the line. We have Tom on hold. We need one more contestant to play What's in the Box. So our first on WGN Radio, What's in the Box, we have a Marine who will be reading to you. I feel like having him read all of them, but I can't do that to him because he's got to face all of his fellow Marines. We've done the best with selecting his.
You know, the thing
reviews.
Is, he doesn't even know what he's reviewing, what he's going to be reading. It's not until he turns a paper over is he going to know if he's reading an appliance or a toy. So don't blame him.
Yes.
If he's reading a toy review,
will you please hand this one to him as well? Thank you very much. I have to give you some. There's a few. By the way, I don't think I read. But just to give the sergeant an idea of how tawdry we can get, just to embarrass myself. Because our listeners are like, don't play it all nice just because there's a Marine in the studio. Here are the ones that don't make it. These are the reviews. These are real reviews for an item called the Lalo Soraya. If you are a small woman, don't get this one. The simulator is too high, doesn't hit the spot, and you can't return it. Wasted money.
Appliance.
okay, update. I finished 5 times in so many different ways in 30 minutes. I find myself coming back to this. I'm going to start lying on a tarp.
Toaster.
No, that sounds like a juicer to me.
But I like how we're tap dancing around the fact that,
that
you know, our friend
dancing.
Here is a Marine. This guy's a Marine, man. He's a leatherneck. He's been to a few places, I'm sure.
Right.
Come on.
I think this isn't something.
You know what it is? I don't know, unless you're tuning in on the video feed on WGN.com, you don't realize he's in full uniform. I mean, he's wearing his dress.
I don't think we need to reiterate that part. You know, he's trying very hard to just blend in.
Real quick, can we also talk about how great these drinks are?
Okay, yes. What are we...
are we drinking, Vlad?
Yes, Vlad, what are we drinking? Hold on a second. Let me give you this.
That guy and that guy.
Yes, that guy too. Yes, go
So the first one you've got, it's called I'm Not Your Sweetheart.
Vlad. I don't know why we have to play that game.
It's a little sassy.
So early.
No, but it's one of my favorite cocktails that we have on our menu right now. It's got gin, fresh squeezed pineapple juice, peach liqueur, a little bit of lemon, and a float of Campari at the bottom. So it starts out super sweet and friendly and... you know, welcoming.
It is very
welcoming. And then...
the way you said that. Welcoming.
Then it turns into your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah,
and
it gets,
angry.
No, it gets very bitter at the end, actually.
then it turns into a drill sergeant.
Sounds exactly like my ex-girlfriend.
It gets very bitter at the end because the Campari, with each like tip of the glass back, you get a little more of that. So it changes as you drink it, and then it finishes bitter. So hence, I'm not your sweetheart.
And then it says, don't text me anymore. I'm not listening.
Yeah, that's the next cocktail.
And then it blocks you on Facebook.
Yeah, right? It says, drop and give me 50.
Now the phone lines light up. Once we say, oh, there's a Marine in the studio reading the reviews, everyone's like, I'm sorry, there's a man in uniform reading to me? Yes, he is. Na, 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 na. All kinds of chilies.
And what's the other? I saw this other drink. It's got like a strawberry on it, and it looks really... I didn't get one.
Here,
so
you can pass this around. So this one, the cool thing about this is you already get a response before you even like get it close to you. You see it, and it's very sexy. It's a very sexy cocktail. It's got hips. It's called the Queen of Hearts.
It's got hips?
Yeah, if you look at the glassware, it's got hips. It's got something to grab onto, you know? It's got this nice, dark, rich red color. You bring it close to your nose, and you get the fresh-cut strawberry, the mint, very welcoming. But then you have a sip, and it's a little smoky. It's a little...
So should I use the straw or not?
Yeah. So you can get
the... myself with the glass?
Yeah, no, so that way. And so when you actually taste it, it's smoky, it's dark, it's surprising, like any good lover will be.
Okay. It's perfect for this game. I think Vlad needs a bartend every What's in the Box. What you doing every Friday? This is fantastic. This is a great blend. I'm making my listeners wait. I didn't mean to. Tom has been on hold the longest. Hi, Tom. How are you doing tonight?
All right. And yourself?
Very well. Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
Yes, I have heard. I've never participated yet.
Well, we welcome you to the game. We have at stake a gift card to Apt Electronics and a gift card to Lou Malnati's. It is winner's choice. So depending on who wins, you'll have a choice of one of those two prizes. And let me check in with Beverly. Hi, Beverly. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Have you heard us play What's in the Box?
Yes.
Oh, this is fun.
All right, Bev.
I know. Bev isn't waiting to call in for this. So for those of you who've never heard us play, so that we don't start this game without cluing you in, I love shopping online, and I was struck by how many people will review such a wide variety of items, everything from T-shirts to jackets and boots, electronic items, you know, you got your televisions, your cell phones, your adult toys, and kitchen appliances. And so because those last two kind of caught my attention, it occurred to me as well that many of those reviews sound very similar. So the task of our contestants is to guess whether the review read by my participants, we have Vlad from Elixir, it's Elixir
Lounge in Andersonville.
Elixir Lounge in Andersonville. I'm like, Elixir, there's more to that.
Yeah, there's more. We have more than one. And so we've actually had an issue where people come to the Lakeview location.
That's why I hung that sentence out for you to finish. Yeah. Elixir Lounge in Andersonville.
Yes.
We also have Rob Martier, our newsman extraordinaire. Roger Badish, news as well. Sergeant Paraka, who is escorting me to the Marine Corps boot camp and training center next week. And the Educators Workshop. Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer. Craig and I just kind of sit back and let the festivities
unfold. We comment.
Yeah. And keep track.
Right, and keep kind of.
To the best of our ability.
Sure. That's what we do.
Tom, since you have, I'm going to do something a little differently. Tom, I'm going to let you choose. Who would you like to have read for you tonight of those participants in the game tonight?
The sergeant.
There you go, sergeant. Please read for Tom.
Okay. I use it every day. Upset I didn't order it years ago.
There is some sort of gravitas when it's yes, go ahead.
I'm going to say appliance.
Appliance it is.
There you go.
Wow, ding, ding, ding.
Excellent. Tom, you have gotten your first. Tom's on the board first. Beverly, do you have someone you would like to have read for you on this round? I'm only going to do it on the first round, but do you have your choice of all of our participants?
The sergeant.
Wow.
Popular guy today. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here we go.
Nice balance. If it were too light, I would feel cheap. Plenty of power.
What do you think, Beverly?
That's a sex toy.
Oh.
Wrong.
It's an appliance. Beth. I'm sorry, Beverly. It is fun to hear the sergeant read that. Yeah. Okay. So we have Tom has one. Beverly is yet to be on the board. For Tom, let's have Roger read to Tom.
All right. Here we go. I have a 3-year-old I use every day, and it is still going strong.
What do you think, Tom?
Toy.
It is an appliance.
Oh.
You do want it going strong after 3 years, though. I have to agree with Tom on that one. I'm going to have Vlad read for Beverly. Beverly is behind by one in our game. Hi, Vlad.
All right, Beverly. This is going to be so good. It looks like it tried to melt the moment it got wet. Why would it do that?
That's a toy.
Yes, it is a toy.
Wow, nice.
Beverly is tied up. There you go. All right, Rob Martier, please read for Tom in this tied game of What's in the Box.
All right, since Sergeant Paraka is here, I want to read it as a drill sergeant would. I want to ask him if I would be drill sergeant material. You ready?
Here we go.
All right.
We'll see. Mm-hmm.
Soldier! This is a bit bigger than I imagined, but it was doable!
We're all a little scared there, Tom. What do you think?
You know, we shouldn't let him guess yet. If we're really auditioning, Rob, we got to do it a second time.
Oh, yeah. Right. By the way, how was that first read there, Sergeant?
Sounds like the Army.
Oh.
Okay, so Channel Marines.
That's a shot.
Yeah.
That's a shot.
Really think about channeling
Channel Marines. Right. Think Jack Nicholson.
Semper Fi, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Oorah.
Hoorah.
Oh, there it is.
Soldier, this is a bit bigger than I imagined, but it was doable.
So before we go, Sergeant, still Army?
He says soldier. It has to be that.
Now, here, go ahead. Hand it over to the sergeant.
Marine.
And let him read
I'm sorry.
It.
It's too late.
Marine.
It's too late. It's too late now. Tom, I believe he was yelling at you.
Sorry, Tom.
That's okay.
Okay.
Appliance.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Tom. That is the wrong answer. Fall back in line.
What are you, Rooster? What's
really?
What's
Rooster Cogburn? What
you
the,
give me 50 right now.
I'm trying, man. What do you guys, say, you know, come on. Say,
I'm trying. That's right.
Okay, Foghorn.
Foghorn Leghorn. That's
Leghorn,
right.
Yes. Okay, Elliot has not read yet, so I'm going to give the sergeant a break for 1 second. Elliot, will you please read to Beverly?
Are you ready, Beverly?
Yes.
I had read lots of good reviews about this product, so I figured, why not try it? It looks pretty good, and it's a great price.
Wow.
That's a toy.
That is correct.
Hey.
Yes,
that's
a toy.
Way Beverly, to go, Bev.
Beverly pulls ahead. Our sergeant, Paraka, will read for Tom.
Okay, Tom, you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir.
There we go.
Well done, Tom.
Low speed.
Sir, yes, sir.
All right. Low speed, a little fast. In general, it serves a purpose. Would recommend.
Oh, my God.
Well, as much as it sounds like a toy, I'm going to go out there and say appliance.
Dang.
You are.
Ding, ding, ding. Wow.
Tom ties it up. But that also, you're right, Tom, that could sound like something else, which is why we play this game. Do you see how it works? Roger, please read for Beverly.
Hi, Beverly.
Hi.
Here we go.
Hello.
So here is your clue. But the great news is I can use the lower settings with People Home.
Nice.
Can I have, what's? I'm sorry, go ahead, Beverly, what do you think?
I think it's a toy.
Very good.
Yeah, can you what's, nice. Can you forward me that
she
email?
She wants this one again.
I would like that.
Let's pause here for a second. Beverly has pulled up ahead 3-2. I actually should tell the sergeant one of the reasons I actually started becoming fascinated with these reviews. One of the things that fascinated me were how many military women write reviews. They would comment because they are often in barracks around other people. Silence the level of volume and the quickness with which they are able to achieve their goals was important. So that was one of the things that drew my attention when it came to these reviews. I figured I should...
Isn't interesting.
That, isn't yes. that like Navy SEALs, quick but efficient and quiet?
And quiet, yeah. Yes.
They were also Swiss far less embarrassed deadly. About it. It seemed like military
oh, they were very,
women
yes.
would just admit very easily that this is something they use often.
I was ready to send care packages with a lot of batteries.
The part I took out on that was that she had the music on low also.
Ah, gotcha.
No. So when others were around.
Hold on, the thing had music?
No, it didn't have music. She... turned music on.
Did the music play as it was in use? Is that how it
works? Well, here's the
I'm
thing.
I'm still looking for that
funny
model.
Story. There are items that you can coordinate with your shuffle.
It was like Bluetooth?
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. Vlad, will you please read for Tom? He is he's fallen behind by one. Beverly is ahead. It's 3-2.
All right, Tom. You got this. Cannot evaluate as this was a gift chosen because of the name. What do you think, Tom?
Appliance.
Correct.
That's
yeah.
Ooh, Tom ties it up. Wow. 3-3.
I would have guessed toy.
Me too, because the name? Right.
Yeah, chosen. Like, why would you choose an appliance based on the name?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, how much brand awareness is there of adult toys, though? I mean, oh, I heard
okay, it. No, you'd
brand.
Be surprised.
I mean, just like model.
You'd
like,
be surprised.
Hold on, hold on. Everyone, name. Everyone stop talking. Let Patty answer this question.
Well, it depends on if you want your high-end or your low-end. Well, you saw the open the box sequence. Can you please read to
Beverly? Bev.
They've tied it up 3-3.
All right, Beverly, ready?
Yes.
It looks like it's well-made and came in perfectly packaged, but was a disappointing purchase.
Oh.
Let's see.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I'll say a toy.
Atta girl. Well done.
I kind of like the way that Rob says that. All right. Beverly is now winning 4-3. This is a best of five. So let's see if we can tie it up here, Tom, with the sergeant reading for you.
Fantastic purchase and great value.
That is so to the point.
I love how I can hear Tom exhaling.
Tom, do you need it again?
Hopefully it's a toy.
Mm. Wrong.
Oh,
Tom.
Tom stays behind.
That's a real shame.
Elliot, you might help Beverly win here.
All right, Beverly.
Here we go.
I'm going to throw you a curve, though. I'm going to read this review as beloved Episode 1 character Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, man. Right.
Beverly, are you familiar with the Star Wars franchise?
Are you also familiar with Elliot reading stuff as Jar Jar Binks? This has happened before.
This has happened before. You ready, Beverly?
Okay.
Here we go.
It is amazing! I have bought similar items for over $100, and this is the best one so far! I cannot believe it is so inexpensive!
Wow, that's, you know what? I'm going to need that back. I'm going to read this one to Beverly. That was the Jar Jar Binks reading for you. Wow. Beverly, I will also read this one.
Patty, what voice are you going to do?
I'm going to do the interpretation of Jar Jar Binks.
Okay, cool.
It is amazing. I have bought similar items for over $100, and this is the best one so far. I cannot believe it is so inexpensive. What do you think, Beverly?
A sex toy.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. Winner, winner. Wow. And you have your choice, Beverly, of an Apt Electronics gift card, apt.com for more information, or Lou Malnati's. Go to loumalnati's.com. Beverly, thank you so much. Tom, it was such a blast to play with both of you tonight. Thank you, thank you. And we look forward to hearing from you again. Sergeant, do you feel like perhaps your career has been marred in any way with this experience?
I won't know until I go back to work Monday.
Are they still listening to you? He was.
It's very, very possible.
It's very possible. All right.
Well, can I do just the one
all of them?
You,
do all not, of them, Roger? Please.
Do all. All right.
No, whichever ones you feel that you need to highlight.
I just want one, but you and Craig can't answer. Okay, because you already know. All right. Here
all
we
right,
go.
All right.
I can confidently tell you without hesitation that this is the only one on the market worth getting for those in a morning rush.
I feel like it's got to be an appliance.
Anyone
Elliot,
else?
Elliot, what do you think?
A morning rush. You know, I want to say appliance, but I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to say toy.
Oh, so we got one of each?
What do you think?
I think it's a microwave.
Okay.
I'll go toy.
It's got to be a coffee maker.
I'm going to go with a toy.
Ooh, it's half an hour. Just about, yeah, it's a coffee maker. You're right.
There you go.
There you go. All right. Well, I'm going to need so much of that next week. I'm going to find out what kind of coffee.
Credit. That's got that extra credit.
Yeah. I don't know what to give you. Let me look around the studio. I got a pen, maybe. We'll see if the sergeant has something for you. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, having such a lovely Friday evening. I was realizing that was probably the first What's in the Box where it was all men reading the reviews. I can't remember last time it was all dudes, which was fine.
Yeah.
That's why I grabbed one. I'm like, I should read something just for fun.
Are there reviews by men?
Yeah, some of those, the adult toys, some of them are by men, and appliances as well. Yes. What Roger and I do is we copy and paste around the things that would be very obvious. Let me see where that is.
Yeah.
See, now that would be like, that. You know what? That would be like a nice extra wrinkle.
Yes.
Was it a male or a female review on the toys?
Actually, yes. Some of the
inflated
reviews.
Inflated quickly, very durable, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Some of the reviews over the last couple of weeks, the quotes that I've taken have been from lengthier expositions where the wives were saying, well, they can't wait till their husband gets home.
Interesting. There was one. Craig, what was the one I read to you last week about the guy who was going, he was shipping off for service?
That one changed my life.
That was sad. That made you nervous?
It did.
Yeah, because he was hoping that would you know, help her keep happy. But while he was gone, it wasn't enough, apparently.
Yeah, she moved on.
That seems like there's more wrong with that relationship than just.
Oh, boy.
I don't think it's just a sex toy.
No, I don't think so
issues,
either. Yeah, that's neither here nor there.
Good talking, Patty.
Yes, we do a lot of editing when it comes to those. But yeah, there are many that are written by men. We only have a couple minutes for our weekend wind-up. But there was, because I don't want to keep you too late. I know you've got the four kids.
Got four kids,
unless
man.
You're staying past 1 o'clock.
Can't do that.
Red light cameras and speeding tickets. The judge earlier this week in Chicago said that it's not constitutional. Due process has not been met. Mostly, you know what it was, is that people aren't getting their second notice. They're just getting the final as the first.
Yeah, well, you know, again, we know why the red light cameras were put in place to begin with. I mean, this is a revenue-generating apparatus for the city. Mm-hmm. So, it'll be interesting to see how this thing continues to play out.
A lot of people are going, well, maybe now it's all bets are off. I can just break the law.
No.
I wouldn't bet on that.
No.
Sergeant Paraka made a break. I'm sorry, Paraka, I'm saying it correctly?
Yes, Paraka.
Paraka. You mentioned that the cold is getting a little old. And we were laughing because this is a mild winter. And can I say that now, or am I now jinxing us, Craig? Because I believe
you
I've
did
been
that
so
last night.
I think no, I did it.
So oh, that's
I think
right. Yeah,
it's
you did.
Now my responsibility. I have jinxed this winter if it goes bad.
Well, that Wednesday was supposed to be Armageddon,
and it was not Armageddon.
No. There was no apocalypse.
Yeah.
Well, in Indiana, they're still digging.
Oh yeah, sorry, Indiana. Yeah.
Right.
We don't mean to mock your pain, but we'll hang out a little bit more. Are you staying or going?
Gotta go.
All right. Rob Martier, pleasure to hang out with you tonight.
Love you guys.
Thank you so much for coming to play with us. And I'll talk to you remotely from San Diego next week. So, well, so much. There's going to be Super Tuesday while I'm gone, by the way. South Carolina's tomorrow.
That'll be interesting to see how that plays
Super
out.
Super Tuesday.
You know, real quick, is Sergeant Paraka going to jump on the mic a lot next week while you're out in San Diego with him?
Sure can.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yes.
We're going to make this happen.
I believe we're going to have that equipment ready to go.
Good.
Yes. We've got a lot of equipment. I'm taking a lot of bags. How many bags am I allowed to take?
Appliance. Oh, sorry.
As many as I need? All right. And, well, those fit my carry-on. This is Chicago's very own, the home of Chicago's Big Ten team, the Northwestern Wildcats. The Cats play here, 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. More with Elliot Serrano, Sergeant Paraka, and our friend Vlad from Elixir Lounge in Andersonville. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, joined by our chief geek officer, Elliot Serrano. Go to geektome.net for all things sci-fi, fantasy, superheroes, which I'm not sure what category do superheroes fall into?
That's a good question. I would probably put them under pop culture. Because
not fantasy?
And because superheroes are becoming more science fiction.
Now, wait a minute, though. Yeah, because, like, Iron Man would be sci-fi, right?
Yeah. So, okay, I mean, cool. But because, let's face it now, even people who don't read comic books go to the movies to watch superhero movies. So they've become more pop culture now. I mean, look at Deadpool. That
movie was awesome.
So much fun. Yeah, have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it
yet.
No.
Get out of our studio. Just get out.
Yes?
So good.
Yeah. I'm not going to get your mic. Yeah.
No, we've Vlad seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it. It was so good.
Amazing. When the credits
it was
rolled.
A romantic comedy. Honestly. No, you're sure. Laughing, but it was.
It was, yes. He seeks vengeance because it's ruined his relationship. He no longer can be with the woman he loves because he doesn't think that she'll take him with the way he looks. I'm so sorry, Sergeant Brock. I know that you haven't seen
that.
I know we're talking around you. But it's a fun superhero movie, but it's not quite in the same vein of Iron Man, Captain America, which is one of our assignments to you, which is Winter Soldier. Captain America, no comic books for you growing up, either?
Yeah, come on. You got to see Captain America.
Yeah, we need you to see Captain America.
You got to see that.
Even though Cap was an army guy, you know, he embodied the military.
Yes.
He does.
Okay, wait, hold on.
So patriotic.
For those who saw the Deadpool movie, how many of you actually read a Deadpool comic book?
Though? I have.
Mm-hmm. I know you did, Craig.
Okay.
Zero for zero for me.
By the way,
I was honestly more of a DC guy growing up.
Right.
So
why?
Did you read a Deadpool comic?
No.
See, that's the thing. The fanboys were declaring how great it was that they made a faithful adaptation of the Deadpool comic. Which, I'm sorry, the comic book was never R-rated. But
the brakes.
It wasn't?
The majority of people who went to see that movie never read a Deadpool comic. Why did they go see it? Because of the incredible marketing campaign that surrounded it. That you had the little Deadpool cutout at the theaters that you could sit on his lap and take a selfie with him, and they had all those great ads that they ran, all the trailers and so on.
And
so,
Marina Baccarin is the best looking person in the world.
Yeah,
she's a good looking.
And it doesn't hurt that Ryan Reynolds, who has a track record in comedy, is doing it. And then of course does the.
What are you doing? What's up there?
So Deadpool has become.
This is
like,
our Sports Illustrated model. That's the next conversation.
I got it. Okay,
good
cool.
Good golly, Miss Molly. But it's the now the number one R-rated. Money-making movie of all time. Now.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Is that mostly because it was...
It just passed Passion of the Christ.
Right. Passion of the Christ was the top R-rated...
Right.
I'm
so
sorry.
Deadpool has just surpassed Jesus.
Wait, Passion of the Christ was an R-rated movie?
Yeah.
Correct.
Because of the violence?
Yeah.
The violence.
Yeah.
Yes.
The torture. And
the torture.
Yeah.
Blood gore.
Bad
blood. Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh.
Let's go. Let's play a game.
I read
what
the back
has
of the box.
Seen?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Why don't we just all go to the movies?
No,
I'm saying, there's got to be a late night movie.
We
for
need
us.
To take this guy to a
there's
movie.
Got, is there a 2 a.m. showing of Deadpool?
No.
We gotta
no.
Do, no.
Definitely
he's
not.
Gotta, he's got to pick you up at 0430.
There's no
I'm sorry, 0430.
Zero,
0430.
There is no O number.
So.
We're just going to start handing out push ups.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Can we review? Let's can we this. Review Deadpool? Can the three of us who've seen it review it? Because it's outside of being amazing. Like,
well,
the
don't review
so
it
good.
Yet. We haven't seen it.
We don't have to give stuff away.
No, we don't.
I'll
like
be very vague. We'll be vague.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone.
How much fun was T.J. Miller?
Oh, so much fun.
So much fun.
Right. He's hilarious.
He's the bartender and sort of funny sidekick, but also his landlord, the woman he lives with, the black woman who's blind.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
She was awesome.
Oh my God. The last thing he says to her before he leaves on his potentially death mission is hilarious.
It's
that
all good.
Line is,
all right. I'm.
Yes.
Never mind.
Are you turning off the radio? You can't turn off the radio.
Yeah, Roger, you work here. You can't turn us off.
Yes.
No, honestly, I would like to just like revisit the fact that it was definitely a romantic comedy. And it should go down that way. It had
by the
storyline.
An R-rated romantic comedy with people shooting each other.
Yes.
And blood and guts. And a teenage mutant named Negasonic.
She's so cool.
Warhead.
She is so cool.
Negasonic
really,
teenage Warhead is her
yes.
name.
I really enjoyed her character. I don't understand that glass capsule and when it's sliding off the carrier.
Yeah, I don't know how that survived.
Why would he put her in that?
Yeah.
Sergeant, I feel the exact order, same way. I don't know what's
like, it makes no
is,
sense.
No, like it was definitely like a plot hole because I think the thought is like if she gets crushed, like that would have protected her.
But
at the same time.
Glass on,
like, just the shock of falling from that height and not being secured in anything would kill you
problem.
Anyways.
This is the way, by the way, Sergeant Parakh is going to review every military movie. He's going to tell us how ridiculous, every plot hole, every ridiculousness moment of it. What movies have you seen?
Yeah, what have you seen in the last 5 years?
He's been in the military for 5 years, so that might not be a fair question.
In
he's been very busy.
6 years.
I've seen some movies. I don't remember, though.
Okay.
Seabiscuit.
Nope.
Star Wars?
I'm going to Google. Nope. Yeah, have you seen The Force Awakens?
No Star Wars movies.
No Star Wars
movies?
No,
I've seen the Star Wars series, just not the newest
one.
Oh, so the Star Wars with Luke and Han Solo, Princess Leia?
Yeah, which I saw those ones.
Also
younger.
The newest one.
When I was younger.
Okay.
Okay, so how did you feel the military was portrayed in that? Was it realistic? Was it accurate?
I think that's true.
You
especially
mean the stormtroopers? What are you talking about?
Did she seem like a good general?
The rebellion? Okay, let's move
have
on
you
to
the Hunger Games?
I did actually.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Nailed it. I knew it. He seemed like a Hunger Games guy.
Why is that?
I don't know.
No, I'm not a Hunger Games guy. I just saw it.
Because your wife wanted to see it?
Yeah, we went to a friend's house and they wanted to watch
it. And you
it.
Napped?
No, I watched it.
And what'd you think?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I like the Hunger Games.
I wanted to participate.
Well, okay, wait. Did you
okay,
want...
so what would be your strength? What would be your skill set? Because she's obviously an archer.
I don't know. If they had weapons, I would I'd be the gunner, I guess.
The gunner, okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Yes, Craig?
I love weapons.
No, I like that. I like that idea a lot. Let's send him into a Hunger Games. Let's see how this works out.
Yeah,
I feel like
it.
Sergeant Parakh is coming out of that.
I keep trying to move on to the Sports Illustrated cover.
Okay.
So Sports Illustrated has a new cover model this year, which I thought was pretty cool. I mentioned the other night that I look at this and I go, oh, someone who has a body that's not unlike mine. And, you know, there are girls. So Cheryl Teagues, what I'm saying is Cheryl Teagues came out today and is very disappointed. She was a former cover girl. Do you know who Cheryl Teagues is?
No.
Okay, let's go ahead and pull up a picture of Cheryl Teagues. Cheryl Teagues was a sort of the girl next door, blonde hair, blue eyed. You know, she was a big model. Her and who was the other one? There was Cheryl Teagues. There were two that were like the big blonde models back to back. I can't remember who the one was after.
Okay, there was Cheryl Teagues. There was
they look very
Stephanie,
similar.
She was the one who married Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses. And then, of course, you had Kathy Ireland, but she was much later.
By the way, what a smart businesswoman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She developed a line of all kinds of stuff, like, you know, bedding and all these different things. So Cheryl Teagues, let me find the originals. There's Cheryl Teagues. So that was Cheryl Teagues in the 1980s, I would say, right? That seems accurate.
She looks like Farrah Fawcett.
Yes.
Like
well, that was
Angels.
That was the look at the time was Farrah Fawcett. Yeah, exactly. Sort of that the sun-kissed tan. And that looks very – that looks touched up a lot, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
The tongue cover.
Although, mind you, that's before Photoshop, so they had to do a little bit with the – they probably had to do actual – painting on the
literal airbrush.
Yeah,
well, literal, right.
Well, so this is one of her bathing suit images, and you can see very skinny, you know, all through the hips, no boobs. She's very flat chested, doesn't need any support there. She came out and said that she was kind of what was her exact quote? That Dr. Oz says that the healthy waistline is a 35.
She said that the cover model was unhealthy and that we shouldn't be portraying an unhealthy image.
Yeah, I don't and yet skinny, and like you can see her rib cage. I don't understand how that's healthier.
You know, I've always been confused also when people talk about waist size with women. Are we talking about an imperial waist, a natural waist, like the widest point at the hips? Like, those are huge
kind
ranges.
Kind of in love with Vlad right now.
I'm just saying, like, you know, like, that's a big...
He's getting all the different places where, you know, the clothing hits the bottom.
Yeah, I don't know
right,
what he just
bodice.
Said, but mm-hmm. I'm going to agree with him, too, yes.
Like... You know, it's like, I mean, your weight. So you, there are many different lines on like a woman's body area, that are the waist.
Right.
You know?
So, Sergeant, having seen Cheryl Teagues and now this year's cover model, I mean, do you go with that? Yeah, she's obese. That's just disgusting. No. I mean, this is a woman who's got.
That's normal.
Yeah, not even normal.
Those,
but
those
like,
are some curves that you need. You, like, who was it made the bit about wanting something to hold on to?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, the drink?
That was me, yeah.
The drink?
Hips, something to hold on to.
So hips to hold, that, those are some hips to hold on to. Right That's, there.
And then some.
You got to have some to grab on, definitely.
Yeah, no, she looks, I think she looks spectacular. But she also makes, I mean, I'm a curvy girl. And I go, oh, there's someone like me. I never, and she's dark haired, right? A little bit dark skinned. Mm-hmm. I think she's gorgeous. 312-981-7200. Did you see the Sports Illustrated cover and think, well, that's just gross. She looks fat. You know who did this? Richard Roper, when they were doing the Dove campaign for Real Women, he was saying how he didn't need to see those women. It was gross that he, you know, he would see them on the bus stops and on posters and stuff like that. And he, you know, that's not the ideal. Why? Why is it not the ideal to see women who are perfectly attractive? 312-981-7200. And I guess it depends. It's the eye of the beholder, like anything else, right? But I think they're hot.
Although I think even with that Dove commercial, or the Dove ad, I mean, while I found those women to be very attractive, I don't even think that was entirely representative.
No.
I mean, there are other women who actually carry even more weight and aren't even that, you know, not that same body type, and that there were still other body types that were being excluded. Just like there are a lot of male body types that are excluded.
Yeah, but dad bods. Right? So what would you call... Have you heard about this, Sergeant?
We talked about it.
Yeah, the other day. The dad bod thing. I don't understand how that's... I mean,
there's all kinds of dads.
There's all kinds. There's some good dads out there. I'm just saying, Sergeant.
What's worse, dad bod or dad jokes? You ever hear a dad joke?
What's a dad joke?
I'm a dad, so tell me.
Yeah, try carefully. I only have dad jokes.
Okay, tell us a dad joke. Hit us with one. Come on.
No. Here we go. Let me. Stacey's got a comment on models. Yeah. Hey, Stacey. Thank you for joining the conversation.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? I was just listening to you guys. I think you're missing. It was Christie Brinkley who was married to Billy Joel.
Yes, she was another one.
Christie Brinkley.
Yeah, well,
who was married to Billy Joel.
Was before Christie Brinkley. That's right.
And
it was, yes.
The important thing is the Billy Joel part.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you're stupid and you know it, clap your hands, Cheryl Teagues. I mean, unbelievable what she said. And, you know, she's just, let's just get her off the pages.
Bye-bye. But, exactly.
But this is the other thing. When I just turned you on, you were talking about Deadpool. I'm a big comics person. Day before yesterday, I picked up a biography called Marvel Comics, The Untold Story by Sean Howe.
Uh-huh.
I picked it up just a couple days ago. I'm 150 pages into it. Fascinating. Going the whole history of Marvel Comics, how everything came about, and I'll let you go. What was the other superhero that Ryan Reynolds played?
Oh, the Green Lantern.
They literally make fun of it in Deadpool.
Yes, they make fun of it. I'm a big fan of Marvel Comics. Have you seen Deadpool?
Oh God, yeah.
What did you? How much? And don't tell Elliot. Don't give
it
away.
I'm not gonna say anything.
But how did you like Stan Lee's cameo in that one?
Oh, Stan Lee has to do a cameo in everything, and this is why you have to read this biography about how it started in the 60s, and Stan Lee came on at 17 for Marvel Comics, working for his brother-in-law, and how the whole thing happened.
Okay.
You just have to read it. It's just fascinating and funny. Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds, they have to do another one because this...
Oh, they've already... It's in the works.
They confirmed one before it came out.
Yeah.
So snarky and funny, the anti-hero, Deadpool. And if you've never read the comics, just jump on it. I've been reading that comic for years.
I agree. Thank you so much, yeah. Stacey. Appreciate that.
All right, have a good night. Thank you
too.
So much.
Yeah, I would rate Stan Lee's cameo in this as the best one he's ever done, but yeah. That's just me.
And I'm excited that the Wolverine movie is going to be R-rated now, too.
You know what? Who's telling me?
Why did Elliot laugh?
Isn't this like the fourth or fifth Wolverine movie?
Old Man Logan, eighth. R-rated, makes sense.
It's going to be the...
Okay, it's Old Man Logan.
Before we
R-rated.
Before we do more of this, let's talk to Patrick about the Sports Illustrated model. Yes? What do you think, Patrick?
First off, I just love you.
Yeah,
I mean, everything you're doing with your show, going down to Springfield, everything you're doing. The best hostess of the mostest of all shows I've ever listened to.
Patrick, that's very sweet of you. Thank you so much. I don't know. Hey, next week you might think less of me if I can't make it through the maneuvers at Marine Corps boot camp.
No, nothing.
Well, thank you.
You couldn't do nothing to make me think worse.
Uh-oh.
Anywho, so the girl on Sports Illustrated. Is it really pretty much the average woman, and is a beautiful woman, and the people that are criticizing this, I mean, do they live in a fantasy world? I mean, if you went back 100 years, that girl would be the knockout of the town.
Exactly, and that's the thing: is the skinny.
And that's not even the thing.
Yes,
it is the thing. Kind of, it's just ridiculous, man. I have 3 daughters and 1 son. And I've never told one of my daughters, you're too heavy, or, you know, you need to look out about what you're doing, you know. You can look everywhere. The beauty is in the eye of the beholder, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
I work with the guys that every time we work together, he tells me, hey, man, this chick's hot. When we go to the job, the chick's not hot. You know, to me, aww, she's not hot.
Right, it's always in the eye of the beholder.
And then exactly. And for somebody to criticize somebody else's beauty, just to me, it just reflects on that person.
I agree. Thank you so much, Patrick. I have to say, when I saw, and I said this the other night, when this photo came up, I didn't realize that seeing the other women ever made me feel bad. This made me go, I see myself. I see dark hair, dark eyes. Full bodied, right? Curves. And I was like, oh, there's someone like me. And that was kind of, I don't know, there was something comforting about that.
You know, I like that you bring up the dark hair thing, because I feel like so much of the conversation with this model has been about specifically the weight and stuff. And there's so much, or the size, you know,
oh, yeah.
There's so much more to beauty than weight. Like, even like, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, the facial structure, the hair.
Those eyes. Look at her. There's something so alluring about her.
Like, I feel like there's definitely a lot more to being beautiful than someone's. So I love that you're pointing out specifically that.
Yeah.
Because, yes, she's a beautiful, woman, but there's a lot to that.
By the way, I can't wear that. And she, I'm guessing, has the same problem I do with a bikini top like that. It's like being strangled by your own boobs. More after this on 720 WGN. Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today at chicagotribune.com. Did we lose Elliot because we were going to talk about Sam Panionovich?
Elliot bounced.
He's out. Talking about moms and stuff. Yeah, he had to, no, it's okay. He's allowed to take a moment. He's been here since the beginning of the show.
There he is.
He and I enjoyed a lovely dinner at 437 Rush. If you've ever been to the restaurant, you can't go anymore. Tomorrow night's your last chance to go to 437 Rush, which is a Phil Stefani restaurant. They are closing. They do have other restaurants. One of them, they have Mad Social, which, by the way, Craig, is a restaurant we now have a relationship with. And the bartender, George, has said...
Their food looks real good.
Oh, it looks amazing.
I have a relationship with them.
Elliot,
if you need a place to go, you can always go to Elixir.
And Elixir Lounge in Andersonville has some spectacular cocktails. Thank you so much, Vlad.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Anytime, guys.
Now, do you experiment with this? Because I know that our Sergeant was telling us that he's a bit more of a whiskey... Because you had brought Buffalo Trace last time.
Yeah, we brought like a bunch of different whiskeys last time. Yeah.
Well, now you know. If we ever pair you up again, we'll know what to pair you up with the Sergeant.
Yeah, let me know.
Exactly.
Let me know what you want me to bring.
Well, we appreciate your time tonight. Elliot, you have a big event coming up, so you gotta pace yourself.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was a big event, but then
what I expected to occur ended up happening, which was Sam Panionovich, who claims to be this big shot in sports.
Oh, he's telling you to bring it.
You know,
bring it.
You know, okay, for those who are not
aware.
And
I feel bad. I really think it would have been more fun. I'm glad that Carm is coming with us to San Diego to experience the U.S. Marine Corps boot camp. But I think that Sam actually would have cried sooner than Carm.
Oh, way sooner. Yeah. Way sooner. Because here's the thing about Sam Panionovich.
He's soft.
He's
what
incredible.
Did you say? What's his last name?
Panionovich.
No, it's a...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Also, Panzianovich.
Oh,
no.
Panzianovich.
Wow. Okay, then that.
And I'm going to make it. I would have made him my Panionovich.
Right.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Panionovich has been calling me out on social media time and time again.
Relentlessly.
The dude practically stalks me on my Facebook page.
He's impressive.
It is. Yeah. It's like he even did this like today. It's something that had nothing to do
literally
with it.
Literally an hour ago.
The drinks that we had at the restaurant.
Yes.
He's there going, oh, yeah, bring me one. Bring me one. You know, I'm on my Facebook page. Come on, man. Bring me a drink. And I'm like, dude, you know, if you want something, just you know where I am. Come find me. And then I go, dude, you know, for how many weeks now have I been telling him about this wrestling event that I called him out at, which, by the way.
Which is when and where?
Which is tomorrow at the VFW in Summit at 7256 West 63rd Street in Summit, Illinois. It's a benefit for Thailand Volunteer Work. It's a fundraiser. There's a young woman who wants to go to Thailand to volunteer at an elephant sanctuary there. Mm-hmm. And this fundraiser is being put on so that she can have the money to go there and do this work. Not only while she's over there helping elephants, she's also going to work at an animal shelter for dogs in Thailand. So she's very passionate about helping animals. And not only am I going to be there, but Rich Coase will be there as Svengoolie.
Who's Rich Coase? Rich Coase?
Svengoolie.
There you go.
Might know him as Svengoolie. Will also be there to make appearances, sign autographs, and he's going to be in the main event. He's going to be one of the managers in the main event. Now, he was supposed to be there to pretty much be in Sam Panionovich's corner. But Panionovich, conveniently, knowing for weeks that this whole thing was set up, is going to be, quote-unquote, out of town.
You know what's interesting is not often in life do you have a feud happen between two guys and you're capable of actually settling it in the ring. You can settle this in the ring, and Sam's going to pass up on that opportunity.
He's running. Yeah. He's literally running away from
me. Doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes sense to me. It makes sense to me. He's
because
scared.
It makes sense to you because Sam is what?
A Panionovich.
Ah, I got it.
You know what? It's time for our news. Here with everything you need to know.
I wonder if this is going to be in the news update. Is Sam Panionovich is
I think it is. We've got the latest sighting of Sam.
You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, hanging out with some lovely guests in the Allstate Showcase studio. We have Vlad, who is our mixologist extraordinaire from Elixir Lounge in Andersonville. You can go to their website, elixirandersonville.com, get a preview of their menu, as well as they have a great event coming up for Easter. They have every Sunday you have a great brunch from 11 p.m.
We do have a great brunch. The next big thing that we're going to be doing is we're actually coming out with our spring menu in a couple weeks. I'm very, very excited about it. We're changing about 35% of the menu.
Okay.
And we have a huge, like, 45-50 cocktail menu. So,
and is that influenced by, like, you know, fresh, whatever's going to be, like, strawberries or the spring crops?
The theme for this menu change, we do a seasonal menu change, is green, fresh, floral. So there's a lot of, I'm super excited about it.
So there were a lot of root vegetables.
That's going to be more fall.
I'm saying that was more the winter and fall, so you have to move away from that.
Yeah, and so now we've got a little arugula salad cocktail coming on, which is weird.
I'm sorry, an arugula cocktail?
Yes, and actually we're sourcing these like 6-7-inch arugula
Sergeant,
spears.
Sergeant Perkin and I are looking a little suspicious of your arugula cocktail.
It's so good.
All right, then.
There's a bunch.
Hey, when they started putting basil in the cocktails, I was like, what are you doing? And then it was amazing.
Yeah, we have a really cool basil cocktail as well.
Well, that's good to know. Sergeant Perkin is the... he's the Marine in charge, the Sergeant in charge of me and Carm next week during our Educators Workshop as we travel to San Diego. We'll be going to the Marine Recruit Station and Camp Pendleton. Is that the right way to say everything? Close?
Marine Corps Recruit Depot, San Diego.
Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Marine MCRD.
Yep.
Is the shorthand you've used in our schedule. Mm-hmm. You've broken it down to the minute as to what where we're supposed to be and when. What happens if we are not, you know, cooperating in certain you know, moments?
Do you really want to know?
No, okay. No. Are there push-ups?
Maybe.
All right, then. All right. Elliot Serrano. Yes?
I'm just looking forward to Mark Carman crying.
That's I know. All. Why do we want Mark Carman to cry?
Because it's one, it's inevitable.
He's bringing a stuffed animal. We've already determined he's got his stuffed animal duck he's bringing with.
He is the antithesis of everything you want in the Marine Corps. I'm telling you right now.
That's not true.
I mean, you...
He is a man of good character, and that's what they're looking for. What would you say is the strongest quality you look for?
If the character is Daffy Duck.
Oh, come on.
He has his own golf clubs. That's a good...
And tennis racket.
And tennis racket.
Yeah, you never stop hearing about the tennis racket. That's the other thing.
He challenged the sergeant to a game of basketball.
Did he?
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
That is correct.
Yeah, and was... did you take him up? Or?
Oh, he not only did take him up, it sounded a little threatening when it came back around.
Oh, please.
We're going to play ball.
Oh.
Let's play 2-on-2. I'll be on sergeant's team. Let's do this.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, yeah. Then. Who's going to be on Carm's team?
I don't know.
Who's getting you a plane ticket?
We sang when you're back here, I think.
No, I'm going to call Hochberg. I'll get this ticket figured out.
Ooh. We hadn't even thought that part out. We probably should do that.
You could do that.
I'm going to text Hochberg right now. Yeah, send me to San Diego, buddy.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be beautiful next week, which is fine. I am excited to be at the MCRD, Marine Corps Recruit Depot. I got it. You know why I write things down. And as well as Camp Pendleton. By the way, we need to check in. Oh, one of the guests we need next week is Representative Stephanie Kifowit, who was stationed at Camp Pendleton for a while. She's a Marine and a representative that's a regular on our show. I made a few phone calls today, Roger, to several legislators' offices.
Excellent. And I see you were successful the other day.
It had nothing to do with us. I think that was a pretty big movement. I think there were a lot of people talking about that bill.
Yeah.
I want to thank Patrick, by the way, who was mentioning that I go down to Springfield. And I rattle the cage a little bit, Sergeant. I go down and I say, hey, what's the deal with this stuff you're doing? There was one piece of legislation that required a mother who was delivering a baby who did not decide to, you know, mention the father's name. Perhaps it was an abusive relationship, or they were not going to stay together for whatever reason. Single mothers were being required to name the father. Which I understand. Father's rights, absolutely. Being there for support, monetary and emotional and otherwise, makes sense. But the requirement was they had to provide a male name in order to qualify for financial aid with the state. And if they could not, they had 30 days to provide DNA or a family member, male family member, name. It was the way it was worded was a little bit archaic.
Very suppressive.
It was very suppressive. So I called, I thought about it. I don't know why we didn't call sooner, Craig, because we could have talked to them ahead of the decision today. But we tried calling Representative Wheeler's office, Keith Wheeler, who is in the western suburbs. And his office told me, no, we've...
he's no longer a part of that.
He has removed his sponsorship from the legislation. Mm-hmm. We have not heard back from Representative Cavaletto, who is of the around the area of Salem. So the bill is not dead. It's just that Representative Wheeler has removed his sponsorship from that legislation. What I'm saying is mess with us. Bring it.
Yeah, go ahead.
We want to hear from you. What I told Cavaletto's office was we'd love to have the representative on, not just about this legislation, but about everything that's going on.
And mostly about this legislation.
And also, it may in the process of a conversation,
yeah,
it may pop up a little
bit. Within two or three questions, we might mention it a little.
I wasn't going to lie to anybody.
Sure.
But I also informed him that we will be having the opposing candidate on for equal time,
yeah,
because that is our obligation.
That's our legal obligation.
As required by the FCC. Mm-hmm. So what I...
Good. Now everybody gets it.
Yeah. Now everybody gets it.
Everybody's in our circle.
What I'm saying is
equal time is only for an election.
Yes,
yeah, they're all
up for seats.
Oh, they're all up for, okay.
But my point being, we don't have to provide the time. We have to invite them and give them the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Right. They don't have to accept.
They don't.
Yeah. Right.
But what I'm saying is...
They all have to play what's in the box, by the way. That's pretty specific.
What I'm saying is chances are I would not have even called that district had it not been for this legislation. I probably wouldn't have offered the airtime to the opposing candidate. So please, by all means, continue with any on either side of the aisle with ridiculous legislation. We are more than happy to bring everyone's attention to it.
Right.
Please.
What we're saying from pretty late is bring it. That's what we're saying.
Come play with us.
Come play with
We'd
us.
We'd love to talk.
I like that. That no, sounds nice.
You know what it is? The conversation's going to happen with or without you.
Yeah. Right. Would you like to represent your side or not?
Mm-hmm. Vlad's getting a little nervous. He's like, we are very happy over at Elixir. Just saying. Just having.
You're doing a really great job over at Elixir. They were on You, Me in the Morning, right?
Yeah.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he made drinks.
Cheating on us.
I know. It was a little awkward.
Well, John Hansen probably invited him over.
I don't think he ran out of booze with them. He ran out of booze with us. What is this?
I'm still drinking.
No, but didn't you ask him to make a particular drink? And he went, he gave me
another one, though, and this smoky thing is lovely.
Isn't that great? Wow.
Yeah. It's a little mezcal cocktail.
Thank you.
Mezcal.
Wait a minute. He can give Elliot my drink because I'm driving, so.
That drink is long gone.
Oh, sorry.
Someone drank
it.
That's
adorable. You're sweet, Roger. I love that he thought I would still be here. So you were on You and Me in the Morning. I have to show you something. So Jean Sparrow, who is a friend of the show, she's one of the hosts on You and Me in the Morning. So they have their posters on buses and at bus stops. And unfortunately, there is a big poster for prophylactics on one of the bus stops. Her, unfortunately, she happens to be right next to it in this huge. Yeah. If you go to the Instagram account of Adam Burke, you can see that this was at a bus stop, one of the bus shelters. And it says, stay safe when you go downtown.
For what it's worth, Gene. Yes. Seeing Gene on a poster makes me want to buy prophylactics. So yeah. I think it is quite appropriate.
So this is, that's poor Gene.
No, it was actually
she seemed very happy about it.
It was actually a lot of fun to go on the show. They're very sweet.
Oh, they're awesome.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's a good time.
Did they give you any free prophylactics while you were on the show?
No.
See, I think they missed out on an opportunity.
No, they do a lot of great local stories on you. Actually, they should have we should hook you up with them, have you on their show as well. Sergeant, You and Me in the Morning is a local TV show, and actually, we should Annabelle Aval should be doing some of the marine. Like, is there any local sort of marine fitness training that friends of ours in the area could do?
I can create one.
I think so. I think Annabelle Aval and I—that's what we do. We challenge the WGN Morning News team to a Marine Corps fitness test.
We have a new ice bucket challenge.
Let's feud with the Morning News team.
Yes, Pat Tomasulo against me and. Carm.
Well, Annabelle Aval has to be involved, I think.
Yes.
I
think Pat Tomasulo and Annabelle Aval.
No, Pat Tomasulo's not.
Night show
he's
versus
not
going to
make it. No. Right.
In the morning, yeah.
Yeah, night
Pat
show versus
Tomasulo
show.
I think so.
The makings of,
I think that
go to bed
great.
With us, wake
think,
up with them.
Yeah. Annabella, yes, but Pat.
Well, what dude do you want from the morning show? Larry Potash is not, he's not lacing up.
I'll say Larry Potash would bring it.
He would bring it.
Yeah, Tomasulo,
but he doesn't want to. I think that Pat's got the drive. He
thinks he's Batman, but he's not Batman.
I know it's not morning news, but can we get Robin involved too?
Absolutely. I think we have Robin and Steve Cochran do the announcing, like the side. Like
that sounds really good.
The color commentary.
Yeah, this sounds like a really, and you can set up some sort of event that they could try to conquer.
Exactly.
We can definitely make
we could
happen.
Get make like an obstacle course of
Here
some
we go.
Kind.
This is
we're talking
we are,
serious, right?
Oh, we're talking
oh,
for
we're
real.
We're talking real
oh, yeah.
serious.
We'll make
oh,
it
yeah.
happen.
Yeah. Cool. This is happening.
Have you ever seen WWE?
Unfortunately.
Are you inviting him to wrestle next tomorrow night?
Yeah. Hell in a Cell. Can you arrange a Hell in a Cell?
What's a Hell in a Cell? Oh, a cage match?
Yes.
Between me and Annabelle Aval?
No.
Oh, thank God.
I want more like an aggro crag from Guts.
I don't know what that is. I don't think that's a real thing.
Nickelodeon, this is Nickelodeon just before your time, so that's not fair.
I think he's making it up.
So we've thrown down with the WGN TV morning news crew without their knowledge, and so this should go very well. So we have to figure out a time and a place with the U.S. Marine Corps. Sergeant Parak is going to help us establish this. It'll be in the next few weeks. And the thing is, I'll have an edge. See, I'll know, at least, won't I?
Competitive advantage.
I'm saying, yes.
You know what? That's it. I've already beaten Sam Panionovich. Tomasulo, you're next.
He's next. Yeah, who else on the morning team? I mean, Mike Toomey, maybe. I don't know.
I like I know. Mike.
I want to know who's going to go against me.
Oh, there we go. All right. Paul Conrad.
We get the sergeant as part of our pretty late team?
I guess
that's
so.
Awesome.
He stays up late with us.
Oh, Paul
do they get a Marine?
That can't be fair. That can't be fair.
That can't be fair.
Does Vlad want to get in on this too?
I think.
Oh, I mean.
Hi, Vlad.
You're a valet.
I see.
No, I'm a belt instructor on your team.
You could do an obstacle course, so. Vlad.
Yeah. I just started going to the gym again.
How fast do you run an 800 in 100 meters?
I was actually an 800 meter runner in college.
I did. Oh, that's interesting. I was not.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at that. I think we passed.
What's your time?
How fast?
I mean, without any gear, you know, without full camo and 30 pounds of equipment, none of that, just with like my shorts and shoes.
It's a long way to this answer.
Like, I can do like low twos.
Low twos?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so like.
Yeah. When did you start going back to the gym? What are you talking about? When did you start going back?
Like a very casual late December gym membership. Yeah. Not on New Year's resolution.
I believe
late
he's young
December.
Enough to still enlist in the Marine Corps.
Oh, he's qualified.
Yeah. Well, Patty, can I ask the sergeant? I know when I was working at one of the schools I taught at, we were putting together something for the kids, and we got together with one of the local Army outlets. I think it was Great Lakes. And they have an obstacle course that they bring in and have the students try to go through.
Right.
Do the Marines have the same kind of thing?
Locally, do you have a
Yes, we have similar things going on in the Chicagoland schools. We actually bring the combat fitness test to the schools. We could bring some obstacle courses, and we can be creative with our physical fitness.
Yep, this is happening.
No, this is
there
for real
you go.
Happening.
Yeah,
from the 773, this is Tom Holland. He said, who was our musician this past Monday, he said, you guys would mop the floor with the WGN Morning News team.
Annabella Val is quite fit.
I know, but we have Vlad now. We have Sergeant Paraka. We have a lot of people that have been to the gym recently.
I think so. And then Elliot's climbed some stairs.
Who hasn't seen a gym in a while.
I'm literally just coasting on 10 years of RC Athletics. So.
You'll be fine.
All right.
We're going to nail this.
Yeah, we have to figure out our team.
And Patty Vasquez, you do a bunch of CrossFit.
We'll see what happens.
And I have much.
I got to go head to head with Anna. She's going to be more fit than I am, yes.
Wait, Patty, what's the first rule of CrossFit?
We don't talk about CrossFit?
Mm-hmm, that's it.
No, you tell everybody you do CrossFit.
More after this at 7:20. What's happening, Craig? We just going to...
I hit the hotkey. It's playing.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second. Let me do this.
Hotkey. There it is.
It was me. It was my fault. It was rolled down.
That's fine.
We don't. You know what? We don't have time to talk about it because we have a DNA info with Matt Bubala, who is live in the Allstate Showcase studio. He is the editor-in-chief, I believe.
No, I'm not the editor-in-chief.
The director? He is major general.
We made something up. What am I? I'm the broadcast editor.
Oh. Broadcast editor.
Yes.
The BE.
The lieutenant colonel.
You don't like that?
I don't know.
BE in charge of on-air content.
Yeah.
So, I know you have DNA info, but you also posted a link to this Land's End story with Gloria Steinem and people getting upset that...
it's so funny. We're going to talk about this tonight. Yeah. And I brought in Gloria Steinem. She had an autobiography out earlier this year, and she went on the road. I didn't realize she's 80.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
I think I have that right. I'll double check that. Let me check.
Tell people what. Well, you're going to talk about it, so I don't want
to. We'll chat about it. But so Land's End comes out with a new catalog, which I don't think I have, and now I really want that. I think she was on the cover of, and they would sew in the equality symbol from the 70s into outfits if you want. And then people started emailing and texting very ticked off about this,
right,
which I'm still trying to figure out. So then they apologize. They don't just like pull back on it, they apologize for doing this with her.
Right.
Which means a whole nother group is really mad at them about that, and now they're losing business.
Right.
From
so
that.
Which you know group are you going to side with if you're that business? Do you side with the Christians who are upset that Gloria Steinem is pro-choice, or do you side with the people who are like, I'm a feminist, you shouldn't be afraid of this conversation?
Well, there's two different conversations. There's going to be one a little bit about Gloria Steinem, but then I want to talk a little bit about business because it's interesting because we've all been in these meetings where it's, well, you got to think outside the box. What are we going to do differently? And I'm just imagining at Land's End, they're like, you know, we keep sending out this catalog, we're putting stuff, what should we do? What can we do different? Somebody comes up with this idea, and then somebody gets all charged up about it. Right.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's great. You know, we're a land of equality now. We've come so far in the last few years. Let's do that. Let's roll with that. And they all get on board, and then suddenly these emails come in, and they all just run. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Let's apologize. You know, it's not just – it was so weird because that apology they didn't even think through because you had to think, we're going to really tick off a whole other set of people by apologizing for putting the Pioneer for Women's Equality on the cover. Like, what the hell were they thinking?
Yeah, no, it's all, it became a big mess for them.
So
yeah.
I think what you do as a company if you stick your neck out,
Do you guys use FUBAR or no? Is that a thing for the Marines, FUBAR?
I have no clue.
Oh, man. Really? Yeah. All right, it's the Army. It's the Army for World War II? All right, FUBAR. Do you know what FUBAR is?
I can't use
that language on the air.
You can't.
No, but they really, they screwed the pooch on that one. That they were trying so hard that they backed themselves into a corner.
Well, you know what? If you're going to, it's a lesson for any business. If you're going to take a stand, be ready to stick with it.
Yes.
You know, Target, they took their toy aisle and made it no boys, no girls, just toys.
Right.
And they took a ton of heat for that. But they didn't run and duck and, and cry and hide.
If
they
you
just
say it,
lived
stand
with it.
Behind it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and I think that's just a case of companies that get carried away with, you know, let's do something different. And then they don't think through it.
Right.
And then they don't have the balls to stick with it. So,
as he said, we agree with you on that.
Elliot's yelling at me as I walked in the studio. What did I do to Elliot?
Why was he yelling at you?
I'm just calling everybody out because I've already beaten Sam Panionovich.
I dare you to call the Marine out. And, you call it Sergeant Marine out?
No, actually,
let's go.
Yeah.
He's actually going to be my Yoda. He's going to be my Jedi Master. He's going to get me in shape. So then now after that, now I'm going after Pat Tomasulo on television. In the meantime, because there's nobody left here.
Why are you being so angry
at
people? Why are you going after somebody everywhere? What's wrong? What happened?
It's what happens. You know, young gunslinger goes into town, goes after the big slinger. So you're next. You want to know why?
You're not young.
Yeah, that's true. You want to know why I'm coming after you?
Yes, I do.
Yes, why?
Why am I coming after you?
What did I do?
What's happening, Matt? Why am I coming after you? We're WGN Radio's top Star Wars fan.
Who says I am?
Yeah, who does?
Elliot says he is.
Well, all I know is that every time I walk in here, you're wearing your Star Wars T-shirt.
I got Led Zeppelin on tonight. I thought about it, but I didn't go Led Zeppelin.
You have talked about The Force Awakens how many times? You have not invited me to speak on one segment.
I don't think he
liked
it.
Because it's your Patty's guy, and
Oh, no, we don't mind. As a matter of fact, you just stay for the next hour.
You don't totally do that.
Yeah,
if you want to stick around, we'll
talk
some
Star Wars.
If you want to, yes.
He's a WGN expert, not just a pretty
expert. He is, but he's Patty's guy. I mean, there's certain guests that are on the same show all the time, and then you'd feel weird going, hey, can you come on my show?
I'm going to support Matt on this. I think that he has become
our
pretty
guy.
Late guy, yeah.
Is that why Brian Noonan doesn't call me anymore?
It is, yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
I didn't know you were ever on any other show on the station. Honest to God.
I may have taken
Are you on other shows?
I may have taken him from Brian Noonan. I'm not entirely sure.
I think you did.
Okay, Matt.
See, I don't pull a Vasquez and just start stealing guests away. Like she stole my good friend, Dr. What's her name, with Face Hooked.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Suzanne Flores. She reached out to us.
We pleased the fifth.
By the way, I don't want to hear that. To be fair, it was neither Craig nor I who took you from Brian Noonan. It was actually producer Keith Conrad who brought you on the show. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Who I actually co-host.
So you're saying thank you, Keith Conrad, is what you're saying.
I'm saying that was how
played
that happened.
Fifth.
He did not play by any other rules and sort of led us down this path.
All right. Well, Matt.
There we go.
I will. I guess I will formally apologize to you now.
No, God, you don't have to. I'd love to have you on the show, though. And honestly, if you can stick around, let's talk some Star Wars, because there's been lots of stuff since we've last talked Star Wars.
He's my ride home.
I think I'm her ride home.
You can stick around.
I can stick around. Do you have guests?
Let's all talk Star Wars.
I'm talking tonight. There's no guests booked.
Good.
Shane and I and Roger are on a run tonight, talking for 3 hours.
The bar's open, so let's
go.
You got enough here. People can come on down.
I still got fresh ice.
10 a.m.
So. Oh, come on, dude. If you're running bars and passing out cards,
Shane,
and you're not saying I got to leave at 2 a.m.
Lock the door, Shane.
No. Like, okay, I work tonight. I'm opening tomorrow, closing tomorrow. And
do you
want to
get ahead or not?
Sunday.
The sergeant's like,
don't make some Land's End decision and say, yeah, it's my bar. Here's my card, man. They go, dude, I got to go home. It's 2 a.m.
Let's go.
That's when the bar closes.
This is a
50,000
watt blowtorch, my friend.
I don't know what's happening.
Listen, if you want to come to my bar.
Oh, you know what? The show's still mine, right? So the sergeant is trying to figure out why he didn't bring his sidearm. Do you have your sidearm with you? I'm just checking.
Touch a subject.
You're on. I just
you turned me off for a second. Man, ouch.
You were hitting the counter. It hurt my ears. Yes.
Sorry.
There was a lot of violence going over in the corner. This is the most dudes that's ever been in the studio at the same time. It's getting a little overwhelming. I'm just saying. All right. So before we go,
should we do some DNA info?
DNA info. What's been going on this week?
So there were some really interesting stories that, you know, DNA info is a hyperlocal news service, DNAinfo.com. And I do little interviews with their reporters and with some of the subjects of their stories. Then we add little audio embeds to their stories. You can find all that at DNAinfo.com. Hugh Hefner came through and saved Steinmetz High School. He's an alum from Steinmetz High School, Hugh Hefner.
What was going on at Steinmetz that he had to save it?
He is saving the newspaper. They keep every year or every few years, they're going to quit printing. They still do a print edition. Most high schools don't anymore of their school newspaper.
They do an online edition.
They switch to online only, or they just get rid of journalism altogether because it costs money.
Okay.
And Hef keeps coming through with money, and they were about to close it down again. He came up with another like $37,000 grant for the next 5 years to keep them running. And they actually had a little kerfluffle earlier this year.